Cliff Dynamite.
Right. News is in. Mm-hmm. Everybody loves us.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
End of news conference.
Yes, thank you for coming.
Everybody loves us.
End of pep talk.
I am a stupid bitch for American Idol.
Yeah.
You're back.
Just yesterday I was saying I'm done with it. And they sucked me back in last night.
Well, it was a far superior program last night than the night before.
Well, I'm back there on the princess phone with the greatest moment of recent American Idol history, meaning the last 24 hours.
I didn't make it, everybody. You thought I was good. I didn't make it.
That's right, baby.
I'm just as good as any of these people here.
Yes, baby.
Why did I make it?
I don't know, baby.
Now I gotta call my mom and I gotta tell her this.
That's right.
Oh, come on, baby.
Come on, man. Give me a break. You know how hard I tried to get you? You telling me to come on? You know how many doors are closed in my face?
Baby.
All I do is just try for people to like me and be accepted. I've been nothing but nice to all of y'all, and I don't understand why I didn't make it. I don't even have a life to go back. I have nothing to go back. This is my dream.
Wow.
Somebody just all I ever get. Just always in life. Boys, money, jobs, everything. Ooh.
Wow.
Oh my God, I can't even believe this. Crazy.
I don't think she was pleased.
No. Her name is Faith Gatewood. She'll be joining us in about an hour.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's right. She lives. Want a show, folks? You want a show?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a show.
And I'm a bitch for American Idol. Boy, I'm a flip-flopper. I'm a whiff-waffler.
They're the teasers, aren't they?
I say I'm done with it. I'm never watching it again. Then I strap myself in, and the next thing you know, it's like, oh, the fat guy's going to get booted out, and both the guys with long hair made it.
The fat crier. The crybaby of crybabies.
That guy.
I like a good emotional scene in a movie. And I've been known to be an emotional Irishman, but that dude is a crybaby.
Wow. And that was simply because of the movie Rudy.
Yes.
Because you cried during Rudy.
Oh, you got that right. Yeah, I cried. There are a lot of them I cried.
Now, listen, I want to tell you something, that this whole groaners thing has now grown, no pun intended.
There's an air.
A life of its own.
A new game, perhaps?
Yes, a new game.
What's the big-voiced announcer going to tell us today?
Well, before we play the new game, I have to tell you that the new game, the new Groner game, is not simply a Spiewak production.
No.
All right.
Really? We brought in an associate.
You brought in another head writer?
Yes, it is not a Spiewak production. It's a MacWack presentation.
MacWack.
Yes.
MacWack stands for
McBride and Spiewak.
Oh, my God.
She came up with the title. I came up with the actual rules of the game.
Of course you did.
And today, we are playing
Super Groner Sweep.
Super Groner Sweep.
Super Groner Sweep?
Yes.
How does this
Super Groner Sweep.
Well, like many of the other games, it's rooted in the contestant figuring out who penned the groaner.
Right.
Was it the service?
Right. Yeah, you know, half of our audience doesn't understand penned.
Okay,
you're going to have to speak English.
Who made it up?
Who wrote the groaners? Was it the dumb comedy service, or was it Rob Spiewak?
Fun comedy.
And now what we have.
Super Groner Sweep.
To win.
Groner. Solidarity.
That's right.
To win, you need to sweep all three groaners. You will
get all or nothing.
See, to me, this sounds like all or nothing. They just give it a different name.
No, it's different than all or nothing.
How so, Rob?
Because
the intruder.
What you have to do is, after each groaner,
playing the percentages.
You have to guess who wrote it. And if you get three in a row,
I see.
You win.
Very excited.
But if you miss even one along the way,
Super Groner Sweep.
You're out.
You lose.
It's like supermarket sweep.
The intruder.
Playing
the percentages.
And wait till you see
Super Groner Sweep.
Wait till you see what we have for you tomorrow.
Solidarity.
Tomorrow is a curveball.
Really?
Like you don't even know.
Well, I'm loving these games. Yeah. Every day it's a new adventure.
It's a challenge.
Yes, but today's game is called.
And we've got the worst loser in American Idol history. What a show already.
Today's game is called
Super Groner Sweep.
So I played before the show.
How do you do?
I won.
You made it all the way.
Yeah. I won.
He did a super groaner sweep.
Good. So what you have to do is you guess after each groaner.
Right.
And if you lose on question one or question two, groaner one or question two, you're out.
You don't get to go to number three.
Right.
No. Okay.
That's the rules behind.
You're out like Fez Wadley. I mean, you're out. Everybody, that was a gay thing.
Yeah, yeah, out of the closet.
We got it.
Even one mistake and you're eliminated from
Super Groaner Sweep.
Here's a funny thing. I believe I understand the rules.
I think I'm with it.
Yep.
It's really,
and I like that exciting music.
It's just
all or nothing.
Except you stop between each one
at a time.
You see, this is, we're making it better every day and in every way.
I'll say.
Super Groaner Sweep.
And it's not like all or nothing. All or nothing was you wrote either all of them or none of the right.
That's right. And it's not like solidarity.
Playing the percentage.
And it's like, not at all like playing the percentage.
Very good. No.
Because there's no math.
Well, Jesus, are we going to play this game or what?
Groaner Sweep.
What game?
Everything's on a different tape. Give me a second.
We're ramping up.
Here we go.
All right.
As we play Super Groaner Sweep. What wine goes best with steroids?
Which wine?
Rosé Kensenko. We will go to Mike first on this edition of
Super Groaner Sweep.
Was that Rob or the service?
I'm going to say it was Rob.
Buzz.
I'm going to say it was the service.
Buzz has already been eliminated.
Super Groaner Sweep.
Well, then fine.
Such a great game.
I am so excited. Sorry, Buzz.
Mike, what happens when an heiress gets too hot?
What?
Paris Wilson. Mike, Paris Wilson.
Service.
Oh!
You are a
Super Groaner Sweep.
No. It's a tough game.
Now, according to the rules,
what? There are more?
The third groaner goes back in the hopper.
Clay.
What do you mean?
The percentage.
You mean because we both missed one, we get to come back?
We wouldn't want to waste it.
Yeah, we don't want to waste. No, it's over. The game's over. You've both been eliminated.
Hey, now.
Well, hold on. What about your third groaner, though?
Now you've revealed who wrote it.
So you wrote all three.
Then we may as well hear it.
So all that crap, and you write all three.
Yeah.
That sucks.
No, that's how you play.
I'm sorry.
Super Groaner Sweep.
All right. Hey,
it's not always like that.
Hey, now.
No problem.
In here.
We've started.
Super Groaner Sweep.
What famous cowboy got his start as a boxer? The Stallone Ranger.
He's finding his rhythm, isn't he?
And he confessed to it.
Yeah.
Solidarity.
That's just stupid.
Hello.
Hi, Julia. That's your dad.
Hello.
Oh, John Kerry, hi.
Oh, hi there.
Tony.
Bert.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
There you go.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. Oh, how about Tony?
Ricardo Limon.
Tony Diggs.
There he is.
This is Keith. Yeah, Richard. To Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Or you don't know, could fill a book.
God, I know.
Hello.
Oh, Jerry.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And we are
Super Groaner Sweep.
It's a true story. He was a man.
Solidarity.
You know, the home game, not yet available. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Nick and Boone! And all the ships at sea. Your show, your way, the Don and Mike show. And here's Dr. Rocco and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. That's funny.
Hello!
Your stupid groaners. Don and Mike show. Don and Mike share a new episode on this Thursday.
Thursday!
02-1705.
Hi, Don and Mike. Mark Addy here. How about that? That's one way to do it. Oh, now everybody's in the game.
Buzz got that guy's name in.
Right.
You know why, Buzz? Because you were.
The percentages.
Right. What are the odds that someone would say that jerk's name so early?
That's terrific. I'm glad that we're all doing it.
That makes Mark Addy.
The intruder.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now because you won, Buzz, well, enjoy, please.
Solidarity.
Well, solidarity.
Don and Mike show, and it is February 17th.
Already?
2005, yeah. Yes, Mike. Yeah. Call us from anywhere in America.
Amazing.
At 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067, Washington, D.C., on WJFK-FM. Call us at 202-432-1067. Before American Idol, I just want to tell you that tomorrow, because I'm committed, I should be committed, I'm committed to my relationship, yeah, to my wife.
Good for you.
I'm stressed out. Everybody's stressed out.
We all are. Yeah, this time of year in particular, and people are stressed.
Mm-hmm. It's like almost a game of chicken.
Chicken.
Yes, mm-hmm. That I had said to her a while ago, you know, something that interests me is, one of the many fads that my wife embraces is this whole spiritual zen, mm-hmm, you know. I try to meditate. I try. But the point is, I'm just too goddamn interesting. What I mean is, I can't shut my mind off.
That's
not
right.
That I'm interesting to me. I can't. That's interesting too. I can't sit in a room and think without thinking of something that in some way amuses or interests me.
Of course.
I just can't. You know, I don't got the off switch.
Is it true because your wife is into this spirituality that one is never to accept a glass of Kool-Aid from her?
Oh, always, Mike.
Yeah, she's dangerous that way.
No, well, she's a bad cook.
Oh.
That, too.
Even Kool-Aid. Might not have sugar in it.
So, you know, I said to her, I wouldn't mind trying this acupuncture thing, because who knows, it could help, you know. Meanwhile, truth is, you know, I'm petrified I'm going to have to take my socks off. You know, because
they do a lot of work in the feet.
I don't know. You know, I guess it's where the stress.
I understand they do a lot of work with soft tissue.
It's wherever the stress is. And anyway, it's tomorrow, and I've committed to this. And my wife has set this thing up with.
Great. Does she go to an acupuncturist on
a regular
basis?
Yes,
you know,
she does.
Got one right across the street here. You know?
Yeah, I know, but I got to go to the one that my wife goes to.
Okay.
You know, because then I'm in with the program with my wife. This will be something that we have in common. And unless I come in to work tomorrow and I look like a hellboy,
pinhead.
You know, unless I look like that.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah.
Greetings and welcome.
As I come in tomorrow, like I've got 8,000 pieces of toilet paper all over my face, and it looks like I've cut myself shaving.
Your head is like divided into like quarters and stuff.
Yeah, you say,
good afternoon, I'm Don Geronimo.
But I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it, and who knows?
And we're going to give you this cube to hold. Also, I'm a big Hellraiser fan.
Well, I'm just...
And then hooks are going to come out of the wall.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking now about, you know, I've only seen it on TV or in the movies.
Right.
You know, 8,000 of these needles going in all over the place. We'll see what happens.
Is there any percentage of this, and I have a theory on this, is there any percentage of this that is you believing in it, or is it all to placate your wife?
No. There is a large part of me that believes in it.
Yeah, I thought so.
But is afraid of it.
Well, you seem a little reticent to do it, but you actually, I feel like you might really want to do it.
The thing is, it was one of those things that I said to her a long time ago. Yeah, you know, I said I would like to try that sometime. And that wasn't me saying that and not meaning it. It was, I'd like to try it, but I don't want to make the phone call.
Right.
I don't want to commit to it. I don't want to have to think about, oh, God, tomorrow I better have clean underpants on, and what about my feet? I mean, she can't put the thing. I got foot issues.
I did it once. Gravy.
everywhere.
It's not pretty.
Before or after?
It was during. It was just not. Yeah, the first needle goes in, and I mean,
anyway,
it was just like,
you know,
Old Faithful.
Did they do your feet?
That's where the gravy came out.
I mean, I've never even had a massage. I've never even had a real massage. The closest I've ever come to having a real massage was when we were out in California. On the King of Queens set. Oh. With that woman that looked like Warren Sapp. Don't you remember?
From the way Mike's choking, he remembers.
I wasn't laughing about that. I just, something struck my funny bone.
I know.
But anyway. Oh, God. That lady out in California gave you a full body massage.
No, she didn't. No, not really. Not a real one. I'm nutty about that. Yeah. So I'm not really sure what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know if she's going to come out. You know, I'm sure this woman is talented and knows what she's doing.
Right.
I'm expecting like her to come out with the kabuki mask on.
It's a lady?
I don't know. I think.
Is it It's cool if it's a lady.
I think it's a chick.
Oh, interesting. Well, let us know. I'm curious.
I will.
I did for migraines years ago, seriously, and it didn't really help, but I did come away, and I said this to you the other day. This is serious. I came away feeling very relaxed. I almost like went into a like a trance. There he goes.
So anyway, I'm trying that because, you know, that's me.
Yeah.
Not afraid to take a chance. Not afraid to try something new.
And you'll tell it like it is. I mean,
I will.
If you feel, if you walk out of there, and I think you're going to feel relaxed when you walk out of there.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I really do. I think it does. I don't think it does anything else, but I do think it relaxes you.
What if my wife is there while it's going on? Is it possible that I could be relaxed if she's there while it's happening?
That could happen. If you like, here's where you get nervous. If they put all the needles in you, you feel totally relaxed, and then you look over at your wife, and she is holding your still beating heart, then you got problems. You got big problems.
I'll let you know. That's right. Tomorrow. That's first time ever for me.
Yeah.
So I'll experience it, and I'll give you the full report tomorrow.
Can't wait.
Oh, and American Idol. Yes. Yes. Oh.
Fabulous last night.
I'm a two-faced bitch. I have no integrity. Don't believe a thing I ever say on this show. When I say I'm sick of something or I like something.
Well, didn't you say you were going back to it after they got through the crappy part?
Yeah, I know. But even last night I got home and I said, you know what? I turned it on and I said, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not into it. I turned on the West Wing for a second, and then the next thing you know, I'm sucked right into American Idol.
It is remarkable to me how many performers we have not seen yet that have made it into the final. Is it the final 24?
Yes.
That have made it into the final 24, and we haven't seen them sing. They do these little montages of people that make it to the next level, and we haven't seen these people. Buzz?
That's not fair. That's right, Mike.
I like they call them boys and girls.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. The kids.
You know, when a lot of them are men.
The Mouseketeers.
One of the guys, I think, who almost cried last night was thinking, I'm 28. Is that what the fat guy said?
I'm 28. I'm 28. This is the end of the line for me.
Hey, news for you. The end of the line for you was long before you were ever on television.
Those thousands of people in the room, you know, they got, 5 days to kill. Go ahead and get a job, for God's sake.
Hello there, Steve. Don and Mike show.
Like he's a boxer.
Hey, Steve. Hi, Steve.
That's not the gal on there the guy you have on your show.
What? Wait, what?
The guy you're going to have on your show was chewing gum while she was singing.
Oh, the girl, what's her name? Faith Gatewood.
I believe you are right, and that is a big no-no.
Yeah,
multi-talent.
Don, you know, I think in a great style of Simon, though, the way you ought to dismiss callers from now on.
Yeah.
Any caller, whether good or bad, but when you want them to go away, instead of hanging, you say, off you go. He says that when he wants them to sing. He says it when he wants to get rid of them. Off you go, then.
And also when the fat guy wanted to hug everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Simon distanced
himself. Just put
himself,
his hand. Did you see that hand
and
come
finally,
out?
Reluctantly. I didn't even think he was going to stand up. He just stood up and kind of put the hand out. And
with
like
a rigid, locked elbow hand.
Okay. Bye, fatty.
All right. News. Yes, it's the end of the line to you. Off you go.
Hello, Mike. Don and Mike show.
Hello, Miguel. How you doing, fellas?
Hey, listen, we'll let that how you doing go early because it's early in the show.
Apologize if I get into a false can. Maybe tomorrow I won't do that. Mm-hmm. Did you see Captain Save-A-Hole?
Right. Yo, what's up, my brother? What's
see
the
Ryan
shizzle on my nizzle? Man. Yo, what?
Ryan Seacrest.
What's up with that?
Save-A-Hole with that face that walked out.
What is up with that?
Are you trying to do the speak?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's an urban thing. I just don't understand the thing this guy's saying.
What are you saying about Ryan Seacrest?
Oh, I'm saying that girl Faith you're going to have on later on.
Yeah.
Said Ryan Seacrest, when she came running outside, he was playing Captain Save-A-Ho and trying to console her just to get his face on the television.
Did you say Captain Save-A-Ho?
Yeah.
I've never heard that one before.
Captain Save-A-Ho.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah, I didn't think that was very, you know, I thought that was a little phony. When Ryan Seacrest was consoling her, you know, hey, let me go console her. Bring the camera out.
Captain Save-A-Ho.
They really, for this one, I guess it's been on for 4 or 5 weeks now, they've been really trying to shoehorn Seacrest in because there's nothing for him to do.
Right. Yo, yo, yo.
And I did have a great pleasure watching Ryan Seacrest in Profile last night and trying to figure out what shape his head is. I mean, if you can catch him on a side view, you don't see it much.
But he's Captain Save-A-Ho, Rob.
Hey, Mike, hold on. I must ask you something.
Yes.
Are you? Yeah. No, I meant the mic on the phone. I'm sorry. Mike on the phone. Are you a brother?
Yeah.
Okay, well then... Go ahead, speak on. If you are a white guy talking that way, it's going to dismiss you.
Mm-hmm. No, no wiggers on this side of the phone, man.
Jeez. Right, okay.
Let me tell you something. If you're getting that acupuncture and that girl offers you a happy ending, you better run because ain't no needles getting in there, man.
All right, thank you.
Good advice.
All right, thank you, Mike. I'm down with that.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
I didn't make it, everybody. You thought I was good. I didn't make it. I didn't make it. I'll be just as good as any of these people here. Why did I make it?
I don't know, honey.
Now I got to call my mom and I got to tell her this.
What?
Oh, come on, Faith.
Come on, man. Give me a break. You know how hard I tried to get here?
She's great.
You're telling me to come on? You know how many doors are closed in my face?
Baby.
All I do is try to, for people to like me and be accepted. I've been nothing but nice to all of y'all, and I don't understand why I didn't make it.
Super Groner Sweep.
Is she fantastic?
Wow.
Yes. She's great. So she'll be on. Oh, you know who booked her for the show is Beth Ann McBride.
Way to go, Beth Ann.
Good job. I want to mention... Of course, Beth Ann is doing that fantastic one-woman show.
Hello?
Yeah. She's doing her own version of the vagina monologues at Singular Wireless.
Oh, very exciting.
On Saturday. But she told me something else before the show that I think is even more exciting.
Oh, what would that
than,
be?
Than the B.A. Palooza event on Saturday. And
it's still in the beginning stages.
Okay, but still.
I mean, I don't think anybody other than me... Brian, and you know.
Well, no. Soon everybody will know.
This is something that's going to add to the magic of McBride Fest?
Yes. Well, Beth Ann McBride is all places. She's producing our show. She's, you know, she's running errands. She's helping. She's giving away the free food that people send. I saw you give one of those brownies to, who's that guy? Who's your boyfriend?
Jonathan.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why he's, you know, he was in the lavatory trying to peel himself like an orange. Those were drug-laden brownies, Beth Ann.
Oh, and speaking of the lavatory, there's a new sales guy here. I don't know who he is. He seemed nice enough.
See the one wearing the light-colored suit?
There? Yeah.
Yeah. So the British guy. He just looks like a British guy.
Earth tones. Uh-huh. So he shows up, and he's standing at the door to the office, and
Mr. Geronimo?
I said, Don, come on in. How you doing? You know, the new open me with salespeople.
Right.
And I'm shaking the guy's hand, and he says, hey, I just want to warn you about something in the lavatory. And he takes a step back, and like from his cuffs down to his shoes, he's covered in what appears to be some type of E. coli.
Liquid.
Anyway, I go in the bathroom, and...
It's flooded?
Yeah, and it's flooded worse than it's been in years.
Really?
Yeah, and it's commode number 2.
Oh, God.
Ironically.
No pun intended, not the good one.
Oh, no.
Not the good one, not the handicapped one. It's the
narrow
other,
one?
It's the other stall.
Oh, God.
And, man, it's like you open the door, and there's just a wall of water of crud.
And there's a certain effect that happens. I like to call it the Bickle effect.
So this,
but this happened on this guy on Prince Charles' first day. So
yes.
I mean, obviously, I think he may be to blame.
So he had just come from the bathroom where apparently this thing was exploding as he was, I guess, trying to wash his hands or something. He got caught in the aftermath of this tidal wave, came down, and then after he left, I thought, I just shook that guy's hand.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I did too. He didn't warn
you
me about
the bathroom.
You checked the
bathroom logs and, you know, the maintenance logs are free and clear without any problem when this was a junkie-free zone.
That's true.
All employees must
I love those guys,
hands.
But I'm just, I have my theories. I always have.
Should have put them out at night.
Pickle.
Did anybody call Ben?
Oh, listen to this. Okay. You see her being efficient?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She's checking right now in the men's bathroom, I believe.
Doing the work.
Or pretending to.
No, I just did. I talked to Colette.
Oh, see.
What did Colette have to say? Is it wet out at the front desk? Has the water reached there yet?
I don't think she's noticed. But
get her a slicker.
No, I just wanted to make sure that Ben was notified.
Listen, here's the Beth Ann McBride. Beth Ann stock continues.
Okay.
Here's the deal. She says to me before the show, she says, because, you know, here on WJFK, the station run by Bill O'Reilly, our home station in D.C.,
yes.
Seriously, on the weekends, the station has a 0.00 share, Mr.
Right.
Blutarski, because either they're putting on shows that are commercials for colon blockers,
right.
Or there's hucksters selling cars,
wow.
Or there's a preacher, or it's sporting news radio.
Uh-huh. Right.
It's like one of the above, and none of them listenable.
Right.
So, anytime anybody wants to do a show, you can do a show on the weekend.
Anybody can get one.
Yeah. You know, except for guys like Alex, who had a weekend show.
That was actually entertaining.
And then got it canceled.
Right.
Well, as it turns out, the next star of Tomorrow Today uh-huh. on the weekends of WJFK is here on the telephone.
Oh, my
God. And she's
God.
Going to partner with another dynamic individual. I would say Beth Ann is definitely the engine behind this pairing.
Uh-huh.
She's going to she's going to team up with Ron and Fez producer Giant Brian.
Giant Brian, the big guy.
Yes. Brian Carruthers.
The name of the show is
The Producers. The producers. Mm. And at first I was concerned.
Of course.
I said, will you be airing our dirty laundry on this show? You know, if people want to know.
Oh, very good question.
You know, questions
yeah.
about how our show or Ron and Fez's show is put together. She said, no, be nothing to do with that. It's just.
Well, what will the show be about?
Well, that will be our next meeting.
Well, you haven't
but
figured
actually,
it out
you know,
yet.
Brian had a great idea for the first show. The topic will be, do we need a producer?
I think the first topic should be...
Okay, based on that reaction, that wouldn't be the entire show. That may be the first 1 minute.
You know, I hate to tell you this, but even the crickets didn't react.
I know. Well, he didn't have his finger on it.
No, my finger was on it.
Trust me, I'm working up.
It's just sometimes it's easier just to leave you hanging there.
And based on your work ethic, the show will, what, begin at 8 a.m. and end at midnight?
No one knows about it. 11 p.m. would be the starting time.
I have nothing against this guy, Brian. He seems like a nice guy. He's from Pittsburgh. I worked there a couple of times. He works at the station I used to work at.
Mm-hmm.
He's a big Steelers fan. All I know is when I turn on the radio and I hear Ron Fez, all I hear is them saying what a moron he is.
Yeah.
How he can't do anything.
Big doughy-headed guy.
Now,
good show.
Now, I don't know if that's just part of the shtick of lovable Ron and Fez or if the guy, in fact, is just really, you know, a mongoloid.
He's funny. He's very funny.
Here's my question to you. Maybe Ron and Fez are listening to this now, and they're wondering, you know, God, here's a guy who would, and, you know, if Ronnie's listening, I apologize, because most of his stuff comes from Ron. Maybe it's just the radio shtick, and
yes.
I'm not getting the jokes.
Well, that's the skill that he possesses
right.
as a performer.
But if, in
you
fact,
know that in all humor, there is a shade of truth.
I was going to say, as a fellow skilled performer, I would hope that Ron would know that on the occasions when I call Joe an idiot, there, I certainly have affection for Joe.
Yes, yes.
Joe has a spot on this show.
Right,
but
right.
Seriously, Joe's an idiot.
Yes, yes, you mean it with every fiber of your being.
Now, I've heard Ron say much worse things about Giant Brian.
Really?
So I'm thinking, if I'm Ron Bennington,
right,
and I'm listening to this, I'm thinking, wait a minute, hold on. This guy is like the worst producer. I don't want this guy to get pissed at me.
No, of course not. We're just talking.
I'm just repeating what I've heard on Ron and Fez.
That you have heard, based on what Ron has said, that there perhaps are some inadequacies
yes.
in the job that he does for
and
Ron
I'm
and Fez.
Sure that both Ron and Fez, and everybody on the Ron and Fez Empire, the show that's on after us, will be very happy to know that the producer for their show is devoting a little less time to their show.
So he can concentrate on his own show.
His brand new show with Beth Ann McBride, The Producers.
You know, I'll do a lot of it.
So what's the format
yeah,
going to
that's,
be?
Yeah, that's, you know, now that I think of that, yeah, you will probably,
and,
won't you?
And really, what's the format going to be with you and Brian?
No, it's like in the baby stages.
Okay, but you cannot take Honk for Cash.
I won't, Buzz.
All right.
It was hard.
So the powers that be have already signed off on this project.
Yep. Beth Ann?
Yeah.
Didn't Cameron say yes?
No, but that's what I'm saying. It's like so premature.
Oh, wait, no, he hasn't said yes.
You already told me that you had a Saturday night at 11 o'clock slot.
No, that's what we said. We could do a Saturday at 11 because he kind of wanted like a little show. He was debating it.
Oh, so nothing has really been confirmed.
Oh,
in other words, we're talking to an American Idol contestant that's still in line at the convention.
Yeah, but hold on. Or are you showing? Are you just showing us a giant smoke screen?
What would be the giant smoke screen?
Oh, a triple reverse smoke screen.
So that she doesn't think that we know that she knows,
she knows
that we know
yeah.
that she's
going to
be doing the show.
Cameron knows and Brian knows.
Right. You know what? I'll just call Cameron.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see if he's green-lighted this project.
No.
All right. And if he hasn't, we'll see if we can get him to.
Okay. I think only
I've green-lighted the project. So you don't need Cameron to green-light
it? No, I mean, it's not. I think this is the first everyone's hearing about it.
Let me ask one
Now I'm confused.
Has money been brought up, or will this
no,
just be
No, we would do it. No, he would hate this. I'm not going to speak.
You do it.
You would do
free.
It for nothing.
Free, yeah.
Well, then you can go on as long as you want.
That's why I'm saying the show could be yours. Oh, hold on.
Oh, here he comes again.
I always love it when Joe comes
insight.
In.
Gee, that's funny. I asked Cameron if there was any free time on the weekends for extra shows, and he said no, Joe.
No,
what do you think he's trying to tell me?
You're an idiot.
Well, we don't know yet. We don't know.
No, I'm not. I can do a decent show.
I
think he's a double-crossing, backstabbing.
You know, with that mic technique, I think you could definitely do a show. You know,
people like that, Mike.
Yeah, no, they don't, Joe.
Not a stadium.
Get a grip on reality, Joe.
Super runner sweep.
Joe, ding dong.
People like that, Mike.
All right, B.A.
Okay.
Well, listen, as always, I support you in all of your endeavors.
Thanks.
You are a very bright and talented lady, and whatever you choose to do, you will excel in.
It's okay with us.
Okay, thank
right,
you.
Good luck.
Bye.
Good luck with that new show.
Producers.
Hold on, here's the guy who just don't get it. Bob.
Don.
Yes.
Please don't blow up at me because this is an honest question, but I don't understand why you guys finally get a workhorse producer and then all you do is rip on her all the time.
And exactly how do we rip on her, guy who just obviously doesn't get it and wouldn't get it if he was beaten over the head with a 2x4, which I'd love to do, but I won't lose my temper. Exactly how do we let her have it?
Okay, well, yesterday it was all about her doing the on-site appearance at Singular.
Okay.
Before you introduced that,
if I could,
you made fun of how bad on-site appearances were for a
okay.
while.
Okay, yes. Yes, now let's see if you can follow any of this.
Yes, this is now this is complex stuff, and it's filled with little nuances.
The truth of the matter is, doing appearances like that stink. It doesn't matter if it's Beth Ann or any of us, as we all pointed out. They stink. They're bad for the disc jockey to do. You do them for the money. Second, by mentioning it in this fashion, it is a way to actually promote Beth Ann's appearance. But that, again, is wasted on your gigantic head, which I think a 2x4 wouldn't even make a dent in.
Okay, then also today, you can't just say she has a show on the weekend. You got to lead in with any idiot can get a show on the weekend.
That's
oh, by the way,
and again,
that band has a show this weekend.
And again, why don't you take everything literally? Really, ass, why don't you take everything literally?
Perhaps you've noticed a theme occurring here called kidding.
It's
young
like
man,
a comedy
young
show.
Man, let me tell you a story. Let me tell you a story about this show, all right? If you want to know if somebody's really not doing well on this show or somebody's having problems behind the scenes, you know how you'll know? They're never mentioned. You don't hear word one. And you know what? Everybody on this show that's involved with it right now kind of gets their own slice of airtime on a regular basis because everybody's doing a very good job and we are all getting along very, very well.
But
that is the truth. You just don't seem to get it.
No, okay, I didn't get the joke. That's why I said it's not.
Right, and
if you want to know, and I'm being very serious now, if you want to know if somebody's really, like, on the outs, you don't hear about them. They're not talked about.
And they're gone.
They're gone.
Okay, they're dead to us.
That's the way it works.
See if you can do the math on that one, genius.
Over and out.
What do you mean over and out?
He bailed. I think there might have been some minor level of understanding.
And you have to wonder that if he could call a television show in the middle of the show, stop that television show, and ask them to explain
the
joke,
but
there
would be no show that would do that, though.
Of course, exactly.
Hi, it's Cameron.
Hi, Cameron. It's Don Geronimo from the Don and Mike Show.
I've heard of you.
And I, you, my friend.
Thank
Hello,
you, friend.
Cameron.
And you too, sir.
Nice to chat with you.
So, Cameron, tell me something. First, how does it feel being the president of Iraq?
Great.
Because your job here is about as important as whoever the schmuck is that got the job over in Iraq with a puppet government.
And he rides in a convoy.
Thank you for your warm support, Don.
As always, I'm behind you, Cameron. Now, what about this 11 p.m. Beth Ann McBride, Brian Carruthers get-together?
Yeah, I'm a little confused, too. I didn't know Beth Ann was part of the package.
Oh, This was just the other guy?
I was approached by Giant Brian, and we're discussing conceptually, but I didn't know other players were involved.
Are you more intrigued now that you know?
I'm always intrigued by anything that could be good, but this is the first time I'm hearing of it.
And here's what I'm thinking. Yeah, if I'm Ron, and now I'm listening to the show because someone said, hey, now I'm even more pissed. Because now it's just Giant Brian, the idiot. I shouldn't say that. He's going to be mad.
You're kidding.
The idiot, as I hear on the Ron and Fez show.
Exactly. You base your opinion solely on what you hear on Ron and Fez.
The great producer, Giant Brian, going out to get his own show on the weekends.
So you haven't heard about Ms. McBride's involvement in this?
The first I've heard is on the Don and Mike show.
Wow.
Okay, well, we'll have to call Beth Ann back.
Okay.
Thank you, Cameron.
Thank you.
Let's get to the bottom of this.
Hi, Cameron.
Rob says hi, Cameron.
They're very close.
This is Timmy.
It's Timmy. Timmy, how you doing?
Is this Timmy Obamine?
Hey, what's happening, dude?
Hey, Timmy.
It's the Nigerian nightmare.
Hey, Timmy, I apologize. It's Don and Mike. I dialed the wrong extension. I was trying to get Beth Ann.
Oh, I see. I think Beth's probably roaming around the building somewhere.
No problem.
Timmy, given the opportunity, would you like to host a weekend show on WJFK?
Sure, if Rob will be my co-host.
See, smart man, Timmy.
You know what? I got a name for your show, Timmy.
What?
I love white women.
No, Captain, just take the word white out of it.
I love all women. Timmy O'Bibine.
I love women with Timmy O'Bibine. It's a great show. Great concept.
All right, Timmy, thank you. Sorry to bother you.
Right. You know, bye-bye. If you were able to call the hotline in here or the line in here,
yeah.
I'd like to do a very brief impression that I just came up with.
Okay, hold
it's
on.
Timmy answering the phone. Good.
Good.
I just wanted to try it out on you.
Love the spur of the moment stuff.
I just figured it out.
A new voice.
What's this? Is Timmy.
Thank you.
Very nicely done.
Thank you very much.
Subtle, Timmy.
You know, he could use that on his weekend show.
Thank you very much. Almost a whisper.
The opening.
So, did you hear the betrayal?
Yes, I told you that. I said it was really just Brian talking to Cameron, and then I was talking to Brian, and you know how I bulldoze my way into places I'm not supposed to be.
Sounded like a B.A. McBride production to me.
Well, it will be.
No. Well, I mean, what are we going to do about this, Cameron?
We were just talking, Brian and I, that we both used to be on the air, and do we miss it? Do we not miss it? Can we still do it? It's been so long, and we're not in that room, and that will give us an opportunity to be in that room, just like...
Right now, I have to say this is called headache radio.
Okay.
If it was anything like that, it's like you might as well want Mike Frieder to be a guest on that show. Just call it all headache radio.
Beth Ann?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any fiber of you whatsoever, any part of you at all, that desires even the smallest amount of a social life?
Mm.
A legitimate question.
Yeah, sometimes, but then because I'm like all or nothing or very extreme.
All or nothing.
Extreme girl.
Oh, God. All right, I got it.
All or nothing.
Uh-huh. There you go. Anyway, you were saying?
That I think at first I'd have a hard time balancing.
Yeah.
If you were to, say, have a man in your life,
mm-hmm.
How much, just on hours alone, if it was a dating situation, how many hours, seriously, during the course of 1 week, do you think you could free up for a special someone?
That's a good question, Mike. Because the woman works like a horse.
During a 7-day week.
How many hours could you free up for a special guy? 3 hours?
3 hours a week.
3 hours a week.
That's very nice.
Some guys might find that agreeable.
That's like, right.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. For some guys, they're like the dream girl. Now, if the 3 hours was only... Now, in that 3 hours... How would that 3 hours be spent? Would that be purely intimate 3 hours?
Yeah.
Or would there have to be some talking...
I think it would vary.
It would be. Yeah, I would say vary. So. That's legit because I mean, you gotta start the dating. You gotta get into it, and then really maybe it could evolve into just a weekly booty call.
Maybe it could evolve as sometime into perhaps 5 hours a week.
Yeah.
Wow. Can you imagine?
If things went well.
But there's something you should know about me.
Wow. What's that crying game?
We agree.
Now you're just you're gonna you'll probably laugh, but I've never told you this, because it's never really come up, but...
What?
I don't believe in premarital sex.
You're fired. You're fired, no. Fair enough. Then you've lied to half the guys in the station.
Oh, God.
Jonathan and no. Bethann, of course I believe that about you.
Okay, you're, okay. So I mean that, so it...
I mean, I think everybody gets that vibe from you. You're, okay. You're straight-laced.
That's very good. That's good. But I mean, so even
you know,
though
you wear your sensible clothes.
So really, you're talking about maybe...
You don't wear your belly shirts into work.
Maybe a dinner. One dinner if it was a nice, long, you know, relaxing event. But you couldn't do dinner in a movie.
A short movie.
Yeah, 90-minute movie.
Just go see the trailers. Mm-hmm. Just go see the ads. So let me ask you something. Let's say that there's a guy out there who hears you and thinks, wow, I get this woman. 3 hours a week, I'm okay with that.
Premarital, no premarital sex, I'm okay with that.
How long might it take to crack that safe?
If we're talking, what she is saying is it will. You will crack that safe after you walk down the aisle.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. The eyes of God.
Wow.
If the 3-hour dinners go well over a period of time, then matrimony.
And I hate to get super personal, but
yeah,
I mean,
man, who am I to tell you? I think a guy's got to be pretty friggin' thirsty.
It, you know, it's not that uncommon.
Thanks, Don.
No. I'm saying, if you're a man and you're dying of thirst,
yes, yeah.
You know, and you're willing to do the baby step and you're willing to put in the hours, but
if you got any,
but you're assuming. I mean, I really think that whoever it might be, if there ever is anyone, I will know in an instant. And at the end of the 3-5 hours, you know. That would be it.
You'd like fly out to Vegas, go to the little white chapel out there?
I would do that, maybe.
Wow.
Oh. Okay. You would not do that. You're not that spontaneous.
Hello. I'm 44. Trust me. It's
and she'd be back in time to be at 7 o'clock.
Yeah. You mentioned, there's a show on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the premarital stuff. In the event that there was a ring on your finger, would you bend the rule for that?
No.
It has to be
official. That happened before, so I can't.
Oh, that happened before?
Right. Then, right.
What's your stance on petting?
I think it's okay to a point.
To a point.
I feel like I'm back in high school now. Yeah. All right. Go back to the locker room. Tell you, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey. I was listening down to the girls' locker room. I heard McBride. And that reminds me. That, you know what? That's the name of that girl that I, my first high school girlfriend, Teresa McBride.
Oh, my God. It was Teresa McBride. My God, that's right.
She's related.
With the bad acne, and I would only go out with her because she's the only girl that would go out with me. Then my friends teased her.
You were cruel to her because your friends didn't approve of her.
I broke up with her because my friends told me that she was ugly. And then she called the station like 25 years later, and a member of her family came down to see her because she'd been estranged from her family, and then she never showed.
Never showed up?
Wow. She just, her sister just sat out there.
Unbelievable. Teresa McBride.
You related to her?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. You know my wife, Frida?
Mm-hmm.
She does not believe in postmarital sex.
Are you a
nervous laugh?
Thank you.
Are you looking for kind of a right-wing conservative type of person, like kind of a a good Christian man?
Joe.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, you don't have to be right-wing. I would
He would have to be Republican, right?
No.
Would he have to be religious?
What's the faith
probably
of choice?
I mean,
Are you still an uptight Catholic?
No, I'm not an uptight. I'm a Catholic, but I'm not.
Oh, you're an uptight Catholic.
Would you prefer a Roman Catholic?
I would, you know.
Okay. Well, I'm just painting the picture.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because then we could go to church together. We could experience things of my faith together. But the man I almost married was Jewish, and I embraced his, you know, Judaism.
Do you go to Mass every Sunday?
Yes, I do.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
That's a fascinating story. I don't want to ask his name. Let me just ask. Does he have a job in the National Hockey League now, this mystery man from your past?
Would his first name be Gary and his first initial B?
B?
Like Gary B. Bettman?
Commissioner, National Hockey League.
Season canceled.
$6 million per team. Hey, listen, Bethann.
Yeah.
This has been great.
Thanks.
Sure has.
We really should.
First
break here.
I'm trying to think of my Catholic buddies.
Well, thank
you. I got Catholic buddies back home. I'm trying to think of the ones that are unmarried. I'm sure there are a few. I got one, Bob Friar Paul. I don't think he can marry.
No, he can't.
But he's Friar Paul Richards.
It's
or
not
Friar
hopeless.
Paul, I think.
For any guy listening, you know, Beth Ann is worth the wait. And
Paul says he listens to the show occasionally, too.
And she did say that there is, you know, some teenage petting is allowed. After a certain amount of hours together.
Only the good die young. It's not like she's the first person that's ever come up with that concept.
You could talk about that on your new weekend show with Giant Brian.
The producers.
The producers. Get out of here.
What faith is Brian?
I'm sorry?
What faith is Brian?
I don't know.
Well, that'd be a good topic.
Hey, Beth Ann.
I think that's a topic, Rob.
Beth Ann?
Yeah?
When Rob starts asking, like, what faith, nationality, it's best not to answer those questions.
Yeah. No, it's just...
You can tell anybody else. Don't tell Rob that, all right?
I just need to keep the chart up to date.
I understand what you need to keep up to date, mister.
Okay, listen, Beth Ann?
Yep.
We have a phone scan coming up next.
How you doing? I'm going to hang up now.
Okay, bye, Phone scans next.
Unspecified.
877-365-3636 from America, from Canada. 800-636-1067. Let's hit the ground running to do it live on-screen telephone call,
very
okay?
Good.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
His own intestines, and then dump the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
The Don and Mike Show.
It's a red, thought it's a blue. I'm a schizophrenic. So am I.
Right. Now, give me the acupuncture.
The master of the triple entendre, Don and Mike.
Oh, listen. Well, now we got some kind of clever card here. It's FLA all the way. Today from DeltaVacations.com, we're giving away a round trip, tickets on Delta Airlines, Avis rental car, hotel, today's destination, South Beach.
Oh, man.
Miami.
Can't we go?
No.
I want to go.
The best. It's the best.
You're great, and a great time of year to go down there.
I tell you where we can go.
Where?
If I say it, the affiliate will get mad.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
No. No, it's a wild card affiliate that would like us to show up and do a live broadcast. Let me just say a very exotic location.
Cool.
A 10-year affiliate. They run the show for 10 years.
Ah.
And I know we got a lot of listeners in that city.
It's nice. I think I know the one you're talking about.
Write it down. Write it down. See if you can guess the city. They really want us to come up and do a show. And I think today, yeah, Robbie, you got it.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, Buzz, you got it.
Huh?
And Mike, hey, you got it.
Hey, everybody. Yeah. We all knew.
Everybody.
It's a shame we can't do that.
Everybody got it. And see, we didn't even have to say the name of the city.
Right.
So as to alienate those who live there and don't know that they're living in an armpit.
We probably wouldn't be able to get a hotel room there. Not this time of year.
No, not at all. It's too crazy. Where people go.
Right.
But on a lighter note, we're giving away a trip to Florida, huh?
Yes, we are.
Wow.
Phone scan, 877-365-3636. Well, now I guess, at least at that radio station,
yes,
they have the definitive answer.
Good. Yeah, that would be a no.
I don't think it would be. See, the problem is nobody's bothered to tell these people. It was one thing when we would go out 5 years ago when we did the sex shows. Let's just call them sex shows. That's what they were. We'd go to arenas and theaters and do
putrid sex shows.
You know, we don't do that now. And the FCC wouldn't let us. We were in, before FCC, we were getting in trouble with the local zoning boards and stuff for the shows we would do.
Right, exactly.
So we would say to the radio stations, they would call and say, we'd love you to come to town and do the Las Vegas style show because the station gets to, you know, get 1,000, 2,000, Sacramento, 13,000 people showing up.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, but now that we can't do that, the thought is, well, you know, we love all of our affiliates.
Yeah.
That we, the cities that we're in and the stations that have been loyal to us and us to them.
And stinky as it is, we feel that we can do a pretty darn good show from this studio.
Right. Yeah, so...
And if we went to this location, then there are other less exotic locations who want us to appear there.
However,
we can't do them all.
However, I am such an ass, such a double standard ass. At the same time that I was having this conference with Beth Ann, somebody else, and telling him, there's got to be a polite way to say, listen, no thanks.
Thanks, but no thanks.
You know, we appreciate the support. I did get out the list and said, however, we would go to Palm Springs. We would go to Las Vegas. We would go to Reno. We would go to Houston.
Really?
It's warm there, Mike.
Yeah.
We would go to Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
and we would go to San Francisco.
Very good, yes.
So if you live in one of those cities...
Yes, contact your local programmer.
Fortunately, in most of those cities, I think we're lucky to be heard. We're just above police scanner radio.
Yeah, don't count on an appearance out there soon, no.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
But I'm telling you, these less than climatically beautiful cities...
Yes.
They love us.
They do.
They can't get enough of
us. And we thank them for that.
And we do thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I guess Sacramento's out, right?
It was not Sacramento. And we've been to Sacramento.
We have been to Sacramento a couple of times.
Oh, but you're right. Sacramento wasn't on that list. And that was an omission by me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, hey.
Love going there.
With the new induction of the Super Groaners, are you guys quitting the voices that you guys used to do? Scott Shannon, Drysdale fella?
He's worried.
I'm worried.
Help him out.
What the hell is your problem?
The man on the edge.
Listen,
seriously, what is your problem?
See,
are you calling from Sacramento?
No, hell no.
Where are you calling from?
Chico.
No, hell no.
Chico.
Chico.
Hold on a second.
The percentage.
What are you laughing now? What are you laughing about?
He likes
the percentage.
He likes the gag.
The percentages is the best one, yes. The big gag.
But you know what? You'll be glad to know that the voices figure prominently into tomorrow's game.
Oh,
nice.
Or nothing.
I knew I wouldn't be disappointed, Rob. Yeah. Thanks, man.
Tune in tomorrow. Big game tomorrow.
See you later.
Five big ways to win big.
Oh, man. Sick. Bye, ass. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Come on now.
Don and Mike radio show. Maybe that will help.
How you doing, fellas? Hey, did you know today is the 11th?
Oh, how you doing?
How you doing?
We're past that point now.
We're making progress on changing the way America greets each other.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Whatever I just said.
Radio show.
And
broadcasting with a big tower through the air.
I hear nothing.
With invisible radio X-rays. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, right.
I was wondering if the hour it takes to sit through a Catholic mass counts towards the 3 hours a week with a fan.
That would be a
bonus hour of togetherness.
I guarantee would, knowing Beth Ann, no, that counts.
That would count.
Yeah, it
right.
counts, absolutely.
Boy, that would make it suck even more. Can you imagine that? One of the 3 hours that you spend with her is in church. That doesn't count.
I used to go to a couple of them that would be 90 minutes. That was fun.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Here she is.
Mass.
Here she is checking in. Hello?
That would be a bonus hour.
Oh, it would be a bonus hour.
Oh,
hey, we read you wrong.
Okay, bye.
Okay,
bye. Wow.
Bye, Beth Ann.
No details.
Bye, Beth Ann.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Come on, everybody.
Come on.
It's a waste of time to ask how we are. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, Brother Don, Brother Mike.
That sounds so funny, because that sounds like we're both dying. It is a waste of time to ask how we're doing.
I stand by that, Mike.
No future in it.
And, right. I stand by that with your assessment.
Yeah.
How are we doing? We are dying.
Don't waste your time asking them.
I got news for you. I mean, we're all dying, but me and Mike, we're on an accelerated plan.
When you ask them how they're doing, you're cutting into their time.
Excuse me, Mike and I. That wouldn't be me and Mike.
Dying.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, I think what you should do is get Linda Richmond to talk with Gary when you're on the phone. Then they can have a conversation about hockey and coffee talk. You know what I mean?
You know what?
Oh, man. Looking.
You know what? I hate to do it.
Really?
So yeah.
Holding on to that Saturday Night Live bit.
I agree.
Congratulations. You know,
see what you make us do to you.
You've been selected as a charter member in the Don and Mike Exclusive Listeners Club.
That's right.
You are now a registered Don and Mike caller and are entitled to all the privileges that come with said title.
That's your number.
Be sure to watch your mailbox for your registered Don and Mike caller sign.
I hate to do this.
Which is placed prominently in your front yard.
I hate this.
You have been profiled, tagged, and you are now in the book.
The intruder.
Good day. I said good day, sir.
I said good day.
Good day.
Suspect, your first name, please.
That would be Chris.
Chris, last initial?
Under the letter N.
And Chris N, Rob.
What city is that, Robbie? What city, Chris?
Would that be Toronto?
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh.
No, I really need to know your city. Don't try and make a joke.
Oh, no, that's the area code for Toronto.
Okay.
I get screwed up. I didn't recognize
the
Canadian exchange.
Welcome, Taskmaster, because he has to book him.
Yeah. Welcome, Chris. You are now part of our 31 flavors. You are 0000000031.
Wait, you don't put the stroke in there anymore?
What happened to dashes and slants and strokes?
What happened to stroke?
Not for Canada.
What?
How come I get slammed?
Because you're an ass.
But because you're a bad caller.
We didn't like the call, but like all bad callers, once we book you, you'll never be able to call the show again, but we do give you the last word.
So go ahead. What was the last thing you'd like to say on the show?
I'll keep
Oh, and it was nice.
Yeah. Strokes.
As far as we know.
He'll keep listening. Yes. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Great show as always.
Thank you. Tell me something I don't know.
I just want to say that Beth Ann, I was going to send her Valentine's card, belated Valentine's and everything, but I needed a P.O. box to send a card. She's doing a great job. She's the spirit of that show.
She's the spirit of that show.
Wow.
The spirit of our show?
Yeah.
Hello? He's gone. Don and Mike's show. Hello?
Man.
Hello?
Don.
Yes. And Mike.
And Mike.
And number spirit.
Number 40 all-time great special teams player.
Number 40 all-time great special teams player. Joe Morris?
Not the one I'm thinking of.
No, Joe Morris was number 20. I have you got to give me a team, dude. I have no idea.
I'm thinking of an old guy for the Giants.
Hey, give me a team.
Dallas.
Oh, Bill Bates.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
That's not Bill Bates.
Bill Bates playing blackjack one night.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Today is the 11-month anniversary of...
of what?
The phrase that was coined, forget it, I'm halfway home.
Oh, you're always going to have there a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
Yeah, it's 11 months because you opened it on St. Patrick's Day last year.
Oh, it's 11 months.
11 months.
Oh, okay, all right, it's not a year. You got me confused.
That was very clever. That was a good shill call you planned
and
there.
And do you realize that after that, Joe and my close relationship was so badly severed that we have never been the same.
Saturn. I know you guys were like brothers.
Saturn. Absolutely.
Before that happened.
Remember the Charlie and Joe things? I mean, all that time we would spend together and then it was forever damaged.
You were so close. And now he spits in your food every day.
It's terrible. Every time I get my Caesar salad, there's some Joe DNA in it.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Me lining in the air before the dark.
What?
Bring up the flaring in. In 494 Orange Corner on the board.
Right, I mean, I'll listen to that for a couple of seconds.
What are you doing?
I hung up on him. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Dan.
Hey, it's the original How You Doing guy.
Right. How's it going?
How you doing?
You know, we just got faked out of our jocks.
Or was he doing a totally different? No, it might be the same guy.
How you doing?
Are you? That was a new original low voice for you. How you doing?
How you doing?
I like the other one better.
Yeah.
Hey.
Now I'm confused.
I hear electronic.
Joe, is he an imposter?
No, he's doing your new game.
Oh, he's...
How you doing?
Oh, I see. It's a new game.
Oh,
he's playing.
How you doing? How you doing?
Okay, is that he's doing that thing he's doing?
The intruder.
Right.
How you doing?
Yeah. All right, I get it.
God.
He's doing a joke.
He's keeping up.
Wow.
Hello, Don.
Sort of.
Don and Mike's show. Hello.
Don.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
Wrong. Come on.
Established.
Dying. Don and Mike's show.
Ask the man.
Rochester, New York.
Great town it is.
Is that the city that I need to come up?
What's that?
The line is breaking up, sir.
I can't hear you, sir.
We're about to go under a bridge.
Sorry about
I'm
that.
I'm sorry. Hello? Hello?
Don't go into the light.
Hello? OnStar. OnStar. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We're in the tunnel now.
What can we do for you?
It's Rochester, New York.
The call is breaking up.
It's breaking up.
Getting interference.
Can't hear it.
We love you up here.
What's Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, I'm halfway between San Francisco and Sacramento, and you don't seem to be on the San Francisco station anymore.
Yes, we are every night from 8 till midnight.
Is that when it's on?
Okay. Yes. Great time slot. It's a great time slot. We asked for it. We said, please, why run the show live? Bury it from 8 till midnight.
That's right.
They had you on live for a while, but now it's just, I don't know, Tom Martino stuff and... crap like that.
Yeah, well, he's the super talent of the, I don't even know who this guy is.
The Bay Area.
21st century. Uh-huh. All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. However, that is a city we would go to.
Yeah, they said that, you know, technically we'll get back on live if there's ever a really big earthquake.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, you know what? You're going to feel awful if there's an earthquake there tonight.
Not if you guys are back on. Only tonight, though.
The headline will be shock, jock, predict.
Predicts. Yeah. Hey, can you imagine that? It would, like, be a whole different dimension for our show.
And then we'll have to make a parody song about it.
And you know what would happen?
What?
If that really did happen?
Yeah.
I might be considered for that 11 p.m. slot. Crossing over with Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh. Hello.
Come on, just answer. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello. This is a question for Beth Ann McBride.
No, she's not here. We can answer her on her behalf, though.
Yeah. Can I be your first guest on her weekend show?
Why? What would you bring to the table for her show?
Anything she wants.
Nope.
Not what you want.
Nope. Not good enough.
Bye-bye. Go back to the computer now, boy.
Yep. Do some thinking.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Go back and look at her picture some more and then call us back. Hello. Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yes, hello there.
You guys are crude, rude, lewd, and totally illiterate. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, Jeff Fox.
Thank you. Pot calling kettle black time. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, I was wondering when you guys are going to have Clementine's mother back on the phone, because she reminded me of those stupid spice mice that you had on around the holidays.
Spice mice?
I remember. You know.
No, I don't.
Well, they sucked anyways. Thank you.
Well, that, you know.
I don't get it. I don't either. The only thing that was good out of that, I think we should try to, even though Clem's not going to be working here anymore, I think.
Maintain a relationship with her mom?
With her mom, absolutely.
That's really up to Buzz.
It is.
Yeah. That's more of a, you know, man on woman thing.
I'll work on it. Yeah, you'll do that Johnny Sweet talk.
Oh, hello. Don and Mike show. You'll open that fortune cookie.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, this is the Don and Mike radio show.
Don and Mike.
Welcome. We cater to idiots.
A recipe.
Table for how many? Party is moron. Party is moron. Table of one.
A recipe for vomit. The Don and Mike show.
Like I said, table for one. Moron.
Thank you for waiting. And like the wind, he is gone.
No, he's still there.
Are you still there, sir?
Is it me?
Yes, it is you.
You know.
Am I calling 100?
Okay, hold on now. I hate to pull out this card. You're not going in the book.
Okay.
If you don't apologize, Wild West, baby. No rules on the internet.
I gotcha. I am very sorry to slow down your show.
All right. It was a sincere apology. We do not accept it. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
On this new production of The Producers?
Yes.
Who will be Bialystok Duck and who will be Bloom?
I don't know.
Rob likes that call.
Yeah. I know Beth and the theme should be Springtime for Hitler.
And Germany.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I'm calling from Mike's new hot vacation spot, San Ramon.
San Ramon, how are you?
I am well. How are you? Oops,
sorry. Oh, that's okay. No. Yeah. No. Yeah. Oh, no. Oh,
it was all right.
It wasn't a first-time violation.
Not his fault.
You were leading the witness, Mike.
Damn it.
You're as guilty as he is.
Oh, damn it.
You know how you are. You're dying.
Oh, I wanted
just
to.
Just like me.
I wanted. I'm going to die in San Ramon.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Konnichiwa, bitches.
You have a post-it note stuck on your sleeve, Mike.
I do.
All right. On your right sleeve, right by your elbow.
Right.
Hey, there it is.
Right,
hello.
Anything good?
What is it?
Something Rob wrote.
Oh, the guy hung up. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
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 I was wondering if you could put up the Sacramento dance. I'm dying to see what it looks like.
You know, now that's up to Mike. That is up to Mike and Rob.
Yeah.
If you guys would be willing to do it,
can you guys describe it?
I'd be willing to do it, but really,
it would have to occur naturally.
It would have to occur naturally, and if when Rob and I are really, because we don't get as motivated to do it as we used to.
I know how we could do it and get some good video for the website.
Yeah.
If we just devoted an entire segment.
Right.
To callers from Sacramento.
Yeah, any way you want to do it, but I think it would have to happen spontaneously where someone would, you know, photograph us while we were really doing it. Because it's not good unless it's motivated.
But I think if you and Rob get like 6, 7, 8 calls from Sacramento in a row, I think by the third call, you could be prodded into the dance pretty naturally.
The way it works now on phone scans is when we get a random caller from Sacramento, sometimes it can cause us to launch into the dance.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
The forbidden dance.
Don and Mike show.
Or Chico or Holt.
Hello.
It's Stockton.
Hello.
Don't forget Stockton.
Oh, God, please. Don and Mike show. Hello. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to them.
Right.
I mean on the phone. Hello.
Hello?
God.
Hello.
Yeah, that sounds like a Chico call.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Ron Burgundy lives.
Tell me about it. His name is Morris Jones.
Hey, man. I saw that movie this weekend, Like to Die.
Like to Die.
Great. Thank you. A time machine call. Guy called. That call might have been acceptable a year ago when the movie was out.
That's true.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
And I will call her Leah Heaton.
That was something about Leah Heaton.
Maybe, why should I try to explain it?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, you think I want to stay in Rochester? It's awful here.
We are getting interference again.
I don't know. There's some sort of problem.
We are having a problem here.
The only thing worse than the freaking snowstorm that we got
hearing,
out here.
I keep hearing those same things. I'm afraid we can't understand your call.
Crossover. I think we should point out we do have people that have listened for a very long time up there.
In Rochester on WHCK.
It's absolute wonderful people.
And it might not be the city.
Yeah, exactly. No.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I don't know what's funnier. All these idiots calling up and asking.
Don't say it, but yes. See, if you say it, you're going to get denied.
Okay. I don't know if that's funnier or you almost answering them every time.
You mean when they ask as to our well-being?
Right. And you, Don, almost answer them.
We're all creatures of habit.
Well, you know, the truth is...
If you're counting that call from San Ramon, that's not fair.
And you're right. Sometimes I do slip and answer only because I care about people.
Yeah,
right.
No,
I'm a people person, okay?
No, right. Knock on you.
Rot in hell. Rot in hell. I mean,
I have a new slogan, too.
What's that?
Get on the phone, San Ramon.
Hello, Don Mike show. Hello.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See, now more of them were like that.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air for the phone scan.
Yeah, I got the Omera lunch punch.
He's got the Omera what?
Lunch punch.
Lunch punch.
Lunch punch. Congratulations, sir.
Isn't you the last person on the phone scan?
Double winner.
You have got the $20 gift certificate to Tower Records and Tower.com. Everything worth hearing is here.
I could explain that, but I'd be sued.
Thank you. Hold on, please.
C-O-L-B.
C. Okay. So this is big news,
that
right?
Is.
Mike, are you ready for this? No, it's not big news. You don't give a rat's ass. They love coming and running in with cards, though.
What's the news?
That the new baseball team in D.C. will not be heard on WJFK. We're all so sad about it.
Big cry, sad clown.
We're all so sad about it. But I'm sure they'll do great on Z104.
Uh-huh.
I do think Jason Vesey's a baseball fan.
Oh, yeah.
He's
going to be running the board every night.
He'll be the bat boy.
Okay.
Wow.
So that's that news.
Good news for our friends Ron and Fez. I'm very happy for that.
Yeah.
I am really, really pumped for that.
And another story that was aced by that website, DCRTV.
Oh, yeah, every day. In the running. It's coming down to...
Leaders!
Way to go, Scoop.
Okay, enough about that.
Mm-hmm.
Enough about that.
Uh-huh.
Might get in the way of Wayback Wednesday.
Hold on, where's that tape?
Yeah.
Oh, here it is.
I didn't make it, everybody. You thought I was good, I didn't make it.
I am just as good as any of these people here. Why did I make it?
I don't know, darling. She was the angel from American Idol last night.
She was fantastic.
Faith Gatewood, that's her name. And now listen, not only will we be talking to this loser when we come back,
yes,
but it's two major celebrities at the same time.
Two. Very exciting.
I won't tell you who the other celebrity is. He's definitely more famous than she is,
mm-hmm.
but they're both on television, and we will interview both of them as we love to do, as we are wont to do.
Wonderful.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Your money, you know what else? You're a big winner tonight. I want to leave. You're a big winner. I'm going to ask you a simple question. I want you to listen to me. Who's the big winner here tonight at the casino? Huh? Mikey, that's you. Mikey's the big winner. Mikey wins.
The Don and Mike Show.
think your idea is entirely ridiculous.
They go together like porno books and diced cheese. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, we do.
Gay, but not too gay.
Just gay enough for me. Which one of our guests is this?
You want to guess?
Male or female?
Well, that would really give it away.
Yeah, I need to know.
It's Faith.
Oh, fantastic.
Faith from American Idol.
Let's start with, we're going to have Faith Gatewood from American Idol last night. The bestest contestant last night.
Yes.
Faith, darling, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi there. Let's, once again, hear a little bit of Faith last night on American Idol. She got the boot by Simon and those asses.
I didn't make it, everybody. You thought I was good. I didn't make it. I didn't make it. I'm just as good as any of these people here. Why did I make it? Now I gotta call my mom and I gotta tell her this.
Oh, come on, Faith.
Come on, man. Give me a break. You know how hard I tried to get here? You telling me to come on? You know how many doors are closed in my face? All I do is try for people to like me and be accepted. I've been nothing but nice to all of y'all, and I don't understand why I didn't make it.
Baby.
I don't even have a life to go back. I have nothing to go back. This is my dream.
Oh, no, that's not true.
Somebody just all I ever get. Just always in life. Boys, money, jobs, everything. Oh, oh my God, I can't even believe this is crazy.
I may be a bitch, but I'll never be a butch.
So you lost it there.
Faith, you were, I'm sure, feeling on the outside the way everybody felt that got rejected on the inside.
Took it pretty serious.
But, you know, are you doing better now, Faith?
Baby, your life's not over.
Well, I'm over it a little bit, but, you know what I'm saying? I got my life still. I got to keep pushing, you know what I'm saying? I can't just live in the past. I mean, I wish if I could go back and change things, but maybe probably weren't meant for me to be in that. But I'm still a little bit sad about it, but I'm doing a little bit better.
Now, did you get together with friends and watch the show last night?
Yeah, I watched it. You know, I taped it and I showed it to my mom. And, man, I mean, they were crying because... My mom, when that happened to me, I had called my mom on the phone, and I was just telling her that what had happened when I was calling her on the phone, you know?
Oh, my God.
As you were watching, was there anybody that got through that really pissed you off as you watched any other of the girls?
Yeah, now that you're out of it, is there anybody that moved on that you think...
Were you watching it last night and going like, oh, my God, what's she doing in there?
To really be honest, I'm not going to really go into no names or really go into that, but I really feel that a lot of those people left up with me. I don't think that they should have been there, but you know what I'm saying? My show, so therefore my answer and what I have to say doesn't count. But I know a lot of people that's there, they shouldn't have been there, you know? But what can I do?
Yeah. Is there anything you would have done differently when you're looking back at it right now?
Maybe.
You know what? There is something I would have did differently, but I ain't going to go into it because that's like a whole nother subject.
Baby,
you know what? I want to change nothing. Everything I did, I did, because that's how I am. I'm a real person.
Do you think
I'm not going to change for no one. So, no, I wouldn't have changed nothing.
Baby, do you think the fact you were chewing gum hurt?
You know what? No.
Huh.
No.
When you went in for your solo thing, you were chewing gum, right?
Yeah.
Oh, not a good move, Faith.
Yeah, but I don't necessarily think that affected me because there were a lot of people there that forgot their words. And if you're going to put gum up with, you know what I'm saying, gum, you can easily tell somebody to take the gum up, but forgetting your words, too.
Yes.
Yeah, Kevin. Yeah. Don't you think you would sing better without the gum?
Yeah, but I can still sing, so it don't matter if I got the gum. You know, I wasn't even, at that time, I was so nervous, and I got on the stage, I wouldn't even think about no gum in my mouth.
You know, you are a good singer. Is there any way we get you to sing something for us right now?
Yeah.
And we have a surprise for you, Faith, because you gave us so much.
Oh, you want me to sing something for us?
I'd love you to
sing
something.
Faith, would you sing a little something for us?
All right. Do you know what you're going through? Do you like the things that life can say? Where are you going to? Do you know?
Yeah.
Oh, You know, and I bet there, wow. I bet there are a lot of people that wouldn't do that on the spot like see? Faith just did.
Yeah, look,
true.
Look at
you guys, I can sing. It's not like I'm trying to, I could, you know, be like, oh, well, I got the talent. But when I say I got talent,
I got talent.
You know, I can brag about it because I know I'm about it.
Here's your talent. Your talent is that fantastic outburst you had.
You know, really.
I love that. That's so real. That's so honest.
Thank you. That's me. But see, you know what? If I would have made it on the show, America could have got a piece of that. But see, that's the people I ain't going to be able to show them.
And now, Faith.
You think she ought to channel these energies into an acting career,
well,
Don?
Here's what we're going to try to do. Wow. And the person on the other line knows nothing about this.
Right. It's a complete surprise to him.
Yes. He works for another network.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Faith, last night on American Idol, made the show when she had her fit.
Yeah, I mean, because you know what? The everybody that got rejected was feeling the exact same thing. Uh-huh. Faith was the only one that let it all out.
We're thinking we got Faith on the show.
Right.
What can we do? What door can we open for her?
Right. She was talking about closed doors. We want to see if we can open another one.
And this guy knows nothing about it. Please welcome the weatherman from the CBS Early Show, our friend Dave Price.
Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Price. Dave, now, Dave. Dave Price from the CBS Early Show.
We're doing a little cross-network thing here, Dave.
All right, I just caught the last 10 words of your last sentence.
All right, Dave.
Yeah.
And I know that we're big fans of yours. We're going to talk about, he's doing that thing, he's going to be on all the CBS shows.
Right.
Yeah. Here's Faith from last night's American Idol, not on CBS. Sorry about that.
I didn't make it, everybody. You thought I was good. I didn't make it.
Oh,
I didn't make it. I'm just as good as any of these people here. Why did I make it? Now I got to call my mom and I got to tell her this.
Now. Oh, come on, Faith.
Come on, man. Give me a break. You know how hard I tried to get here? You telling me to come on? You know how many doors are closed in my face?
Yes.
All I do is try for people to like me and be accepted. I've been nothing but nice to all of y'all, and I don't understand why
Dave,
I didn't make it.
Maybe you can hear why we're so in love with this girl.
Listen, I relate to her. That's, when I walked out of NBC after I was looking for Roker's job, I did the same thing.
We have Faith on the line with us right now.
Now, Faith, I'm sure you're a big viewer of the Early Show on CBS, and you're familiar with the funny man, weatherman Dave Price.
Say hi to Dave, Faith.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Faith. How are you?
I'm fine.
I know Dave works at another network, but we were thinking that maybe Dave wouldn't mind mentoring you.
Yeah. Faith?
Uh-huh.
What happened? I mean...
What do you mean by what happened? I didn't make it.
Well, Faith, let me use our good friend Dr. Phil for a second here. You know, often on CBS around the country.
Oh, God, okay.
Faith, you got to get real.
No. I was real. That's the problem.
No, you can't get pushed around like this, lady.
I know.
Now, listen, so basically
far,
what you're
mentoring.
Saying is... Yeah. You're as good as the people that you were competing with, and there's some reason.
Damn, I'm good. I'm trying to tell you, I'm good.
He is good.
All right.
I'm better than good. I know. I'm not saying that with pride or nothing. I know I'm
just
good.
Just a fact.
All right, Faith, let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
You didn't make it on American Idol. Are you willing to anchor the evening news?
Hold on now, Dad.
To do anything but something, you know, it's a limit to what I do.
They call Bob Schieffer up and say, listen, Bob, listen, we got this up-and-coming talent, Faith Gatewood.
Absolutely. She can sing a cappella the evening news. She can do that.
Again, you know, we've heard it before. Maybe it's time we shake up the evening news. This could be it.
Listen, hold on a second there. Dave, we do want to talk to you for a second more. Faith, you are great.
Mm-hmm.
You're famous for at least a day or even longer.
Just a days.
You know, Faith, you are 21 years old, and, you know, you're not like some of the people that are 28, 29, that, you know, that can't come back, that kind of say it's the end of the line. Are you going to give it another shot?
At American Idol?
Uh-huh.
You know what? I don't know about that.
No, I'm with you. Spit on them, Faith.
I have to think about that, but right now I'll be doing other things, but... If push kind of shoved, I'd be welcome to go back, but at this moment, I don't think so.
You know, I have a career direction that Faith might be able to take. Based on the rave out that she had on American Idol.
Right.
Here's what I think.
Okay.
Unpredictable, loose cannon, quirky talk show guest. That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think she should go to Sirius Satellite Radio.
Oh, there we go.
They're hiring.
That's what I think.
Well,
everybody's going, Mike.
Everybody's giving Faith advice. You'll have to take the advice she feels
Faith,
the best. Right.
Thank you for being on the show, baby.
Thank you.
Okay, your life is not over.
Yeah, no. You just keep going. You got a great voice.
I will.
You're something.
All right, bye, Faith.
Okay.
Hold on, baby.
That's great.
Hi, Dave.
Now that
it's just us pros again.
Well, you know what? And what a pro, Dave Price. I mean, we throw him that slider, and you know, bingo, he handles it.
Well, I just thought the evening news was a natural step, but you know,
brilliant.
Trying to help guys.
We understand.
So Dave is the funny weather guy on the CBS early show, and this thing that they're having him do is the way that they cross pollinate, where they send him to be on like 8,000 different shows.
Exactly.
Right. So which hot CBS shows are you appearing on, Dave?
Well, I'd have to be on Desperate Housewives.
Whoops. It's like American Idol, wrong
now
network.
Now we're getting all the networks.
And I was better than everyone else. I could have been on that show. So, all right, well, you know, officially I can't tell you, but let me just throw out this kernel and maybe your listeners can figure it out.
All right.
If you listen up,
Listen up. Okay. That's the Tony Kornheiser show. Mm-hmm. Okay.
You might be able to figure out what I was on Monday night.
Okay.
Going stare. All right. If, let me just put it this way. Tuesday night, I was on a show. Everywhere I went, there was the initials NCIS. But again, I can't tell you what program.
Okay.
All right. So wait, hold on. This is an actual.
So it's not just comedy.
Right. This is a real branch out, a real breakthrough as far as this thing goes with them hyping the shows. Now, when you were
on... No truth to the rumor you're going to be a dead body, is there?
Well, a lot of people would say I am right now.
But that would be the best, being on CSI. So what were you on last night? Were you on any CBS show last night?
I spent... I felt like royalty in the borough of Queens.
Oh hey, yeah,
we hard show to get on.
We've been to that ghetto before.
Yeah, now let me just tell you this. All right, let me just tell you this. Last year, we did this on basically no budget. And I didn't even have speaking roles in two out of the three of the of the shows I was on.
Welcome to our world.
Speaking roles on four out of five shows.
Wow. Hey, you're climbing up the ladder.
Right, so they had to pay me.
That's, yeah. You know, next year that means, you know, maybe a whole segment dedicated to you.
Potentially so. I mean, last year I attempted to cough. So I would, you know, get some sort of Screen Actors Guild fee.
Right. Yeah.
They cut that out. This year, I mean, I'm an impactful actor.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. Laughing. So something humorous must have happened in the studio.
Something in my throat. It's fine.
We are listening, Dave. How do you tolerate the great unwashed? Because, like, you know, the morning shows on all the networks, they send people outside. Mm. You have to pretend like you like people and. I'm speaking for me, not for you. Maybe you do like people. I hate people.
Yeah.
But I couldn't imagine standing outside, you know, doing the wedding. You got a bunch of nose pickers from, you know, New Brunswick, Georgia, you know, just one step removed from God knows what. And you're like, hey, I'm here with the Dumbo family. And
yep.
Anyway, Dave, what time in the morning did you start drinking after you do the show?
See, you know, it's not, you've got it close. Alcohol is important, but it's an alcohol wipe that you don't see.
Oh.
Just off camera,
right?
I have someone I call Disinfectant Girl. And that's an intern who just stands there and swabs my hands every segment.
And still you have a cold.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Dave is we used to watch him on the Fox station in New York.
Oh, fantastic.
He's really, and he's different than the other guys. Well, first, because he's white.
Mm-hmm.
And... Well, on the network
news
shows.
You weren't supposed to notice.
Right, the brothers do the weather. And,
oh, my God.
And he's funny.
Dave's wife?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
Check your set, Mike.
All right, I will.
Oh, Dave.
It's time you got a Zenith.
When you were on King of Queens.
Yeah.
Did Leah Remini, did she steal any food from you that you were eating?
Well, okay, she had a baby.
No, we know her. That's
yeah,
why we
have it.
Oh, first of all, you know, she's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And she's so funny.
And she's jolly.
She knows funny.
She's jolly. And
someday, Dave, maybe we can give you the history of Leah Remini.
Did she steal any food that you were eating?
Let it go, man. Let it go.
You know I can't talk about this.
Okay, I know you can.
No, okay. She's great. You know. Yeah, it was all good.
Although
I am missing a bag of chips.
All right, now Dave, here's where it gets awkward with us and you, because we've been behind you. We've had you on our little dumb radio show. By the way,
thanks for the hat that you guys sent me.
Oh, you're very welcome. Now, what we need to know is, at what point during one of your weather broadcasts are you going to say, you know, because frankly, it still does the trick for us.
It actually...
You just say hello to my good friends, you know.
You do that, you know, and
Don
honest
and
to
Mike.
God, Dave, when it happens, if it ever does... There will be tears.
Tears are good.
Yes, tears are very good.
What good did it do that woman from American Idol?
Well, nothing, but she's not a celebrity like we are.
Absolutely.
Tears are good. Cash is better.
What we need, we constantly need to have that verification.
Dave, some have
said... That we exist in the entertainment universe.
Some have said that we are regional, national treasures.
How much cash?
Yeah.
How much cash?
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
All right, give me the Tony.
I'll tell you what. I will. Here's my commitment to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will work on some way of subtly working in.
Dave.
Well, hold on. Let him finish.
Yeah.
He might say the name.
You want to hear his offer?
Subtly working in Don and Mike into my weather forecast.
Uh-huh.
And when I do, we're going to capture the audio. We're not going to plan on this. I'm just going to call your show.
All right.
And we're going to replay the audio.
Okay.
That's good enough for me.
That's great.
What do you think? I mean,
Don,
are you trying to drive a harder bargain here? Or what?
Dave's a nice guy.
I trust him.
That's your first mistake, but go ahead.
Here was something I thought we might want to play. Another guy that we're friends with is Tony Perkins from Good Morning America.
All right, yeah.
Rules. Tony's a great guy.
Yeah, oh, you bet he is. Listen to what he had to say.
All right.
One day, not too long ago, he was out in Sacramento.
Tony Perkins has gone coast to coast to California's capital, Sacramento. Hi, Tony.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, everybody. For Good Morning America, for Railfare 99, or the nationally syndicated Don and Mike radio shows in town today. These folks are excited.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Now, Dave, I want to tell you what happened.
Go get the Willard tape.
The day after that, we both got raises. I don't want to put any pressure on
you. Now you angered me.
Okay, and hold on. Now I got to pull out the big one.
Oh, the old one.
Yeah, yes.
What? Don't tell me you told Willard you were 100.
Hold on.
Hey, that's Willard Scott, legend in his own time with the Today Show. And when I'm in Washington, D.C., I only listen to Don and Mike. They are two, without question, without a doubt, the most exciting, delightful, incredible... and entertaining guys that I've ever known.
He goes on and on.
Does he even know who you are?
No.
Not really.
Yeah.
No, but Tony does.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, now my blood's boiling.
I know, that's good. Like,
but
that was
for a number of reasons. Mm-hmm. Number one, you know, we at CBS like to be the first.
Right.
Uh-huh. I hate to be outdone. The competitive spirit has now been lit.
That's the idea.
Good. Light that fire. Light my fire, Dave. The rest is up to you.
I think we've done some good here.
Yeah.
I'll say again, everybody, CBS Early Show, I watch it. I mean, who wants to watch Katie Kerr get her picture taken for Vogue magazine?
Right.
Seen it.
She could be in what's a horse magazine?
Equine.
Modern Equine.
Equine. There we go.
Big.
You guys know how to make friends. I guess she's not recording anything for you.
Big.
not anymore.
No. Massive legs. No, she. You know what? If you asked Katie Couric, I'm swearing to Christ, she would know who I'm.
Katie Couric,
she wouldn't know us because she hates us. She used to like us.
No, yes. She doesn't have that.
Well, if I ever get past her bodyguards, I'll ask.
She's just forgotten about us.
Yeah, she's forgotten about us, but she her very first piece for NBC was on this radio show.
Really?
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. Yes, it was.
And look at all the other careers we've launched, Dave.
I'm just livid that Tony Perkins has done this.
And been on the show and like played games and done
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, listen, no, we love Tony, but clearly he's got the mojo at that network. He just belted that out.
I mean, so if you say tomorrow when you're doing the weather, incidentally, I had a good time on the Don and Mike show. What, they're going to come in and fire you?
No, what I'm thinking now is I'm just going to bust in on the evening news and just Walk in the middle of Dan Rather's opening and just say...
we are going to wait with bated breath.
Yeah. Dave, the pressure is in your court.
Wow, hold on. Now, do you guys monitor the show every day?
Sad to say, we monitor the show.
Yeah.
Wow.
If you'll do it...
How close will you be to the TV screen tomorrow?
Oh, I won't be, but Beth Ann will be.
The producer will be.
Taping it.
Very good.
Yeah. all right, you know what? Listen, let the games begin.
Okay. All right, I like that attitude, Dave.
Well said. Watch for Dave Price.
Let me just tell you something. First of all, if I do it, and when I do it...
Yes?
I'm going to make Tony and Willard...
Yeah.
You know, they're going to look like infomercials for skin cream. compared to what I'm going to do.
Thank you, Dave.
That's right. Well, you know, that's synergy, too.
Yeah, I love that.
Now I feel awful about putting that hat you sent me on the giveaway table for the interns. Oh, man.
All right, Dave, whenever you can, work it in. We'll wait to hear from you. Everybody, please watch Dave. Tomorrow morning, he does the weather on CBS.
You're a good man, Dave. We love having you on the show.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you. CBSNews.com for more details on the primetime challenge.
Get out of here.
What?
Get out of here with your plug.
Give my plug?
Okay, yes, CBS.com. That's the website we all live on.
It's how I start my day.
Uh-huh. This man is lying.
I love it.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
I'll see you guys soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's Dave Price.
Sounded like he was getting off his deathbed a little bit to come on the show.
Yeah, really.
I think everybody in broadcasting right now has this death grip that's going around.
One of the unpolished gems of the CBS universe is that guy Dave Price. He's funny.
Absolutely.
He used to do stuff on the street in New York. Mm-hmm. He did the weather on this Channel 5 with a guy like Ted Baxter,
right,
who never got anything he did, but he was funny.
That's a good guy. Yeah.
He was funny. Then I got him on with these... Well, never mind.
Yeah, see, don't be so negative.
They've got him on. Well, I'm going to acupuncture tomorrow, Mike.
I know.
They've got some very talented people they're surrounding him with on CBS.
But Price had a great chemistry with Jim Ryan. Jim Ryan?
Oh, that's the Ted Baxter guy.
Who would never smile.
From Channel 5 in New York. How could you remember that guy's name?
That's just how I am.
Yeah.
Jim Ryan?
He can't help it.
I can't help it. And it's going to be part of tomorrow's Groner Challenge.
And it's actually stopped the show, which is rare, but...
or nothing.
Jim Ryan and I just went, if you were listening to my reaction, was, ha, ha, ha.
Fading. Fading. Mike is fading.
Oh, my gosh.
My reaction is looking for anything.
Jim Ryan.
That looks good. Okay, thanks, Rob.
No problem.
Got a break.
Super Groner Sweep.
Stop putting those in. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Timeout. Time out for music.
Yes.
And here it comes now.
Don't put that one back in.
I like that one.
I know you like that one. Put that one in.
Play. The percentages.
Okay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
Regrettably, they have passed.
Yeah.
Don and Mike.
This song, Ides of March, vehicle. The year? Sound like Scott Shannon. The year? 1970. I remember where I am. I am 12. I'm in 7th grade at Surrattsville Junior High, Clinton, Maryland. I put a quarter, we got a jukebox in the cafeteria.
Oh, that's cool.
At school.
Wow.
I put a quarter in, whatever it was, for 5 songs. The first one that I picked was Ides of March Vehicle.
Yeah. Did your classmates enjoy it also?
It was one of the greatest... I didn't have a lot of great high school moments.
Right.
Because I was a nerd and no one knew who I was and I didn't want to... I hated everybody.
Yeah.
That's a shock. That's followed through to my life today.
Till tomorrow.
That's right, till acupuncture.
That's right.
Anyway, that was... I put a bunch of songs in and it came on and it was loud. It was...
Yeah.
And a teacher dropped a tray of food.
Really?
And... I laughed so hard, milk came out of my nose for what seems like 4 days. And for 4 days at Surrattsville Junior High, home of the Fighting Hornets,
right.
I, in fact, was a man, a boy, who...
Picked the song that made the teacher drop the tray.
Who people would actually look at and say, you're the guy.
Yeah.
You're the guy. And little do they know that it was, I guess... boy, I had a lot of stuff happen around this time in my life.
Mm-hmm.
That was maybe the highlight of seventh grade. The low light of seventh grade happened later that year. There were a bunch of big-ass bullies that lived in my neighborhood.
Seventh and eighth grade, very tough grades.
Yes.
And our house was all the way at the end of the subdivision. I mean, like 12 blocks away.
Mm-hmm.
And in the afternoon, what happened was these guys chased me.
Yeah, just like a Christmas story.
Yeah.
Scott Farkas?
Have I ever told this one before?
I don't think so.
Because it's an awful story. It's really awful that they, for whatever reason, were going to beat my ass.
Right.
And I was so petrified that I ran up to some woman's house.
Right.
Like four big, I don't know, I was in the junior high, so like ninth or tenth grade.
Yeah.
I'm in seventh grade. I go running up this woman's house. No, it wasn't.
She greets you.
Trust me,
in a negligee.
It wasn't. This is an awful moment in my life. I've never shared this. A really embarrassing moment.
Uh-huh.
That these guys are chasing me. Now, they've never hit me or anything. It's just like, hey, where you going, ass? Where you going? Come here, we're talking to you. And I'm running like, just out of my mind, scared. I go up to this house, and I just start banging on the front door.
So yeah. She let you in because you thought you were going to be for a
yeah,
silence.
You're in seventh grade. You're in seventh grade, you think you're going to be killed.
I said to her, these guys are chasing me. Please let me in. Please let me. So she lets me in, and then I had to wait in this woman's house.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I had to call my mother.
To come get you?
No, I told my mother I would be home later.
Ah, I see.
And then what I did was I had to scope out a way to go through the backyard.
You actually, the lady let you in?
Yeah.
And you said, what did you say, they're going to beat me up?
Yes. And then, but
and again, she, so she felt
sorry for
she
me.
She showed mercy.
Gave you asylum.
But it got worse the next morning.
Really? How?
She showed pity.
What happened was the next morning, I thought, oh, now I got to walk all the way up there. Those same guys.
Yeah.
I said to my dad, you give me a ride to the bus stop. My dad's a government employee.
Mm-hmm.
Said, sure. You know, well, what's the problem? I said, no problem. I would like a drive. So we get up there. And I didn't get along with my dad real great at that point, like most kids that
That's
age.
That's normal. Yeah.
So we got up to where the bus stop was, and he said, here you go. And I said, could you just hang out for a second?
What?
And, because I was...
Yeah.
Still, you thought they were going to come. Were they around?
Still afraid. They weren't there yet.
They weren't there yet.
They weren't there yet. So then what I ended up saying to my dad was, if you just... Because he worked like somewhere off Twin Brook Parkway, somewhere remotely close to my... You could just drive me. Just today, just drive me today.
Uh-huh.
I had my dad drive me to school.
He did it.
I didn't know that I was hiding from the bullies.
When I was in grade school.
And there is no definitive end to this, because for the next week or so, I would get off the bus mm-hmm. at the end of the day, and I would run like a track star to get home.
I know the feeling.
I would run away from these guys.
So they were at a different school, and they got dropped off at the same bus stop.
Yes, right. They went.
So depending on whether they got there earlier or later was
but it didn't matter
how
to
your
me.
Afternoon would go.
It didn't matter to me.
You'd run anyway.
I would get there, and they'd say the bus from Montgomery or whatever hasn't arrived. Didn't matter.
Right.
Go on.
You'd rock it home.
Then I had my dad, hey, how about a ride?
Right.
Can you give me a ride to school.
Did you ever bump into those guys again?
Never.
Well, that's good.
I never did.
There was a kid in my neighborhood in grade school who actually successfully beat me up every day for what seemed like months. And it drove my parents crazy that I never fought back. I wasn't a fighter. So every day I got the dickens beaten out of me by this kid. And long story short, I knocked out his front teeth and he needed stitches to his head.
Oh, that's a great story.
Yeah, and no more trouble after that.
See, I was on the opposite end of that.
Yeah.
I used to pick on this one kid, Michael Crawford.
Uh-huh.
And one day we really got to it.
Uh-huh.
And I thought I could take Michael Crawford, no problem at all. And Michael Crawford beat me up. It was one of the worst.
Wow. Murders.
I think with Michael Crawford, I might be classified as a bully. That I picked on him enough.
Right.
I didn't beat him up per se, but I did pick on him a lot. And finally, when it came right down to it, he housed me. It was a real rude awakening.
The same Michael Crawford that starred in Phantom of the Opera on Broadway?
No, not the same one.
Get out of here, Rob.
No, Mr. Theater of the Arts.
Get out of here.
Jim Ryan or whoever the hell.
Jesus Christ.
Nothing.
Stop it now.
And then, but the one
I'm connecting with people on an emotional level. Buzz is Mike. Is you got to come in with the guy's name from Phantom of the Opera?
And Chad Ram was the kid that I beat up for ripping up my Homer Jones football card.
Right.
And speaking, like you never got beat up in school?
Regularly.
Yeah, that was a...
I bet you didn't, right? Because you were big?
Well...
Talk your way out of it?
I could talk my way out of it, but I had gotten hit in the face a few times with ice balls. Hated
ouch,
that.
Yeah.
Hurts.
I got mugged when I was 14. Wow.
Really?
Yep.
I seriously got mugged when I was working in Chicago.
I was at the department store, Hartford, Connecticut. Came down the escalator. A bunch of guys were there. One of them had a knife. Asked me for my money. I had here's the thing. He said, give me a dollar or something. And my trembling hand reached into my pants pocket and pulled out the wallet where I had $20.
Yeah.
So the $20.
It was the wallet just like Sam Jackson's in Pulp Fiction, right? Didn't it say the same thing?
Yeah, and the guy said, give me your wallet, honey bunny. Yeah, we all have those stories.
Yes, that one where I ran away, though, that's to me, that's the worst
one. I can relate.
Because I'm just running and thinking, what kind of a man am I? I'm not even a man yet. No. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with me? And then I caved. I was leaving WLS in Chicago, walking home one night on a Saturday night. Had about an 8-block walk to get to the apartment. Was going under whatever that bridge is by the Tribune, Buzz. Mm-hmm. And these mm-hmm. guys yeah. come out from around the corner and they said, give us everything you got. And I said, you can have it. I got nothing. And they said, well, good. Then we'll just kick your ass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I had three guys beating the crap out of me.
Oh, my God.
And I went back to the radio station, and they had great fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I walked through. I mean, because I wasn't seriously hurt. It's just like I did a couple stitches in the side of my face. And,
right. Roughed up.
I've been kicked in the nuts a couple of times scruffed up, and they stole my briefcase.
Oh, no.
My briefcase that
had your sandwich in it.
Yeah, I know.
Like your briefcase from falling down.
I got no... You're right.
You have the same kind of Michael Douglas hat from me falling down.
I'm a stupid DJ with a briefcase. I don't know where to go, so I go back to the station, and whoever was on after me, the disc jockey was on after me, I know, it's Fat Susan Platt. And I'm so glad it was Fat Susan Platt, because she was like, oh, my God, what happened to you? I said, I just got mugged. I just got mugged.
Jesus.
And then the next thing you know, all the engineers are down, and they're laughing, and Brant Miller or something said somebody broke into his car because he had 50 cents sitting out on the dashboard.
Things like that seem to go in spurts.
Yeah.
Right, but now, since I've lost all this weight and I'm working out, watch it.
That's right.
I can run faster than I ever could. Anybody ever challenges me? Goddamn, I do 35 minutes a day on the treadmill. I can run so freaking fast.
Bingo, baby.
I don't want to fight.
No.
I don't want to. I should have fought. I should have fought those guys.
Yeah.
Those Saratsville jerks.
Sadly, it seems to be the only way you can stop them.
Those jerks. But I got all the chicks later.
Yeah.
There you go.
Right.
I got all the chicks while
lover, not a fighter.
Right. While those schmucks were still in school,
mm-hmm.
Learning that useless stuff, I was out working,
mm-hmm.
getting laid, working in radio.
Sure.
Yeah. Being a man.
That's right.
Having affairs with married women.
Oh, God.
I did. Not even affairs, just like one-night stands.
Yeah.
When I was 17.
You're getting all this all out of your system before they hit you with the needles tomorrow.
Yeah, you bet.
And it'll all be completely repressed.
That's right. Tomorrow it's the big acupuncturist thing.
You're a new man.
I remember when I was working in Appleton, Wisconsin, not even 17 yet. And I'd done the first shift on Blue 128, and some broad called me. And
I'll be right over.
That's what
I'm
I did.
Coming out to see you. You are going to meet me at the door. You're going to be fantastic. I'm going to have an affair with you on Blue 128. I'm going to be over there in just a few seconds right now. Wear your negligee. I'll be coming into your bedroom.
It's the only impression of you that I do.
I go to this woman's house, and she is just a pig, but I don't care. Because it's like I'm
I haven't had that many sexual experiences, so right now I'm going to be coming in there, and I'm going to have you.
I was wearing, I remember, a real polyester-y disco-type shirt,
cool.
And I had a lot of hairspray on. I remember as she was, making out with me, she said, your hair, there's so much hairspray. And I said something like, yeah, the station makes me keep it like this because you never know when I'm going to be out on an appearance somewhere. And
the station.
We get done with this, and I'm thinking it's like my first night in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Right.
She says to me, we get done, and she was no great piece of ass.
Uh-huh.
We get done, and she said, you really better get going. My husband is going to be home.
Oh!
And I mean to tell you.
Oh, man.
Yellowstone City. I went, hey, hold on, wait. I went, you called me.
She
said, Right, and you're great. Get out, and then,
time's up.
And then, because I'm smart, here's what you want to say to a woman after you've had sex with her. Uh-huh. And then she says, get out, my husband's coming home. I said, lady, I'm 16. I swear to God, that's what I said to her. I said to her, and now keep in mind, we'd only had sex once. I said, but in my mind, I said, I can't have an affair with you. I'm 16 and you're married. And I went and got back in my Smokey and the Bandit Trans Am.
Good for you.
I swear to God.
And that's where her husband comes home and he looks like the big guy in Pee Wee's Big Adventure. You know, with the flannel shirt and the little red hat.
Jesus.
Those are the
Jesus. Days. Jesus. He's all right with me. Jesus, why didn't you step in and intervene back then? And I don't mean with a lady, but I mean back when in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't Jesus or somebody just step in and say, hey, listen, just turn around. Either take the beating or fight back. Don't go to the woman's house.
Because he was letting you find your own way.
You wouldn't have listened.
This will haunt you for years. Then later you'll bore millions of people by telling the story on the radio.
Some people need to really finally, when they're done taking it, it has to happen spontaneously.
Right.
Hello, Stephen.
Hey, guys, I got a similar bully story. There was a kid in our neighborhood, Billy Birch. He was about 6 years old than us.
That's a bully's name right there.
Yeah, sure.
Billy Birch, the bully.
Mike, so is your guy. So is Chad Ram.
Chad Ram.
Chad Ram is a bully name.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
I'm sorry, this guy was tall, curly hair, freckles, sort of bucktooth, just the kind that would intimidate the hell out of little kids. Anyway, the cool thing he could do was ride his 10-speed on a wheelie, like the whole length of our block. And one day my friends dared me to throw a peach at him on his bike while he's riding his wheelie, and I hit his bike and knocked him off. I had never been so terrified in my life. I ran to my house. When I got to my back door, I remembered that my parents were away and I was staying with my neighbor. And I was waiting for my neck to be snapped. When I turned and saw that he was in my front yard, I ran to my neighbor's house. I hid inside for 2 weeks.
Wow.
My parents wondered what was wrong with me. I wouldn't go out and play or anything until my friends mediated that Billy and I shook hands on our driveway that he wouldn't beat the hell out of me.
Wow. Dude, boy, can I relate to that. Hiding?
I ran into him at a wedding about 3 years ago.
The bully story.
We laughed about it. It turns out he's a cop in Frederick now.
Naturally. That's a good bully story. I think all bullies grow to be cops.
Yeah, or criminals.
Or priests.
It goes either way.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, guys.
See you later.
It's just like in the movies, cop or bully or priest.
Oh, I didn't tell you that. Now, this is the faggiest part, and I swear on my kid's life, this is absolutely true. On the day that I went to the woman's house and begged her to save me.
Yeah. Shelter me!
And then called my mom and said, I'm playing with a friend. I'm going to be late getting back home. And went all the way, the backwards way through another subdivision to sneak back to my house. I finally got to my house about 5:15. I'm feeling like just the biggest wuss in the world. I swear to God, I walked through the door. My mother says, hi! Your 16 magazine is here. I subscribe to 16 magazine.
Isn't 16 magazine for girls?
Well, I liked it because it had stuff about music.
It was more of a music publication.
But it was a girl magazine.
I'm thinking 17.
No, 16
magazine.
Was like it. It was David Cassidy. And,
right. Yeah.
So I would get at home. I would get Billboard,
mm-hmm.
Variety,
mm-hmm.
Cal Rudman radio sheet,
right.
And then I also got Tiger Beat and 16 Magazine.
Right.
Now, you want to talk about having issues. Yeah. I get home, I swear to God this is true. I've just run 12 miles so kids won't beat me up. I walk through the door and my mom says, oh, yeah, incidentally, have a good day. Here's your fag magazine. Get a nice good look at Donny Osmond. Go downstairs and have some fun. That's the truth. She could have said any other day. It could have been, Sports Illustrated.
Sure,
or,
yes.
You know, Billboard
today.
Magazine. Yeah. No, that's the day.
Or maybe 16. For that circumstances, maybe it should be, here's your guns and ammo.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, nice handgun. Okay. Of course, that's today.
Yes. That's all I'm out.
That's how things are settled today.
That's all. Oh, we have so many bully stories. And if we did one of those shows, we could, do a whole segment now with bully shows.
But we don't.
What's your favorite bully story?
But we don't because
I'm Dr. Phil.
We've got a trip to Florida. Oh, Beth Ann loves the slogans. FLA. all the way.
Yay, rah, rah.
The round trip on Delta Airlines with the Avis rental car and hotel, South Beach, Miami.
One of our favorite spots.
Attention, white trash.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you can't play this game if you're not white and if you're not trash.
Uh-huh.
But this is really white trash, all-time favorite.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear.
And another good start on that tape.
Feels like you're gonna lie to some poor gal or guy who bare their soul to dynamite and tell them their big lie.
Save your bully stories for Saturday night.
Yeah, we're looking for the big lie now.
Saturday night at 11 o'clock, Beth Ann and Giant Brian will be taking your calls.
Yes, on the producers, it's bully stories this Saturday night.
Now it's the big lie. We do this game three or four times a year. Always with a good prize.
Right.
It's very simple. There's someone that you've lied to and you want to, and this is how we make ourselves feel better about this. You want to make yourself feel better. You want to tell them the truth and come clean.
Exactly. You want to purge your soul.
The only thing we ask is please, no infidelities.
No.
That leads to lawyers.
Yes.
So as long as you got a lie, for instance,
do you set the house on fire when you were a little kid?
That one's come up before.
Or the car. You know, you took the car, took it on some sort of joyride, totaled it, and blamed it on your brother. It's got to be good, and it's got to be true.
And you've also got to know that everybody's got the crap detectors out.
Yeah, we have the crap, because don't try to lie to us with this one, all right?
The game is called The Big Lie, and you call us up, 877-365-3636, and you tell us who it is that you lied to.
Right.
And what the circumstances were. And then, if we decide you're thick enough that your lie is good enough, we call the person up, tell them they're on the radio, and then you have to tell them. You have to confess.
And if it's good enough and you confess, you win the trip. I will warn you.
Yes.
Sometimes if the lie is so significant and so, you know, so wonderful that you come clean and the other person, accepts your apology, sometimes it's nice to give them the trip.
Yeah. But that's just Mike. That's just sentimental Mike.
For sure.
He doesn't hate people like I do.
This is true.
I'll be glad when I get that acupuncture tomorrow.
I think you're going to be fine.
What if I come in tomorrow? I've lost my edge.
Yeah, you know, I know. It could hurt the show.
What if I come in and it's just like, hey, dude, it's Mike. I love you, man. You're so funny.
Then it's time for the absent.
Buzz.
Yeah, it's absent.
Buzz, dude, your news is so insightful. Rob. We share a love of hatred. I love you, man. God, that would stink.
Don't scare me like
that. That would stink. Call now. It's time for the big lie.
Come on now.
And yeah, and watch out, because you understand I'm doing the De Niro thing now. We'll be watching you.
It's right. Not you. We'll be watching ye.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Not her wart. Not her wart. I'm the wart. She's my tumor, my growth, my pimple. I'm Uncle Wart, just old Buck Wart Russell. That's what they call me. Or melanoma head. They'll call me that. Melanoma head's coming. Uncle Maisie Russell's uncle. I'm her uncle.
The Don and Mike Show.
We just went to your funeral. I really cheered us up.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. You're fired. You're an incompetent.
Thank you, Bill.
You are stupid, and they are not. The Don and Mike Show.
www.donandmikewebsite.com. Do you know that yesterday, over 1 million hits.
Oh, my God.
And we average about, I think, 700,000 hits a day.
Very cool.
On our website. Over a million yesterday.
I spoke to Mojo today.
It's the magic of Morris Jones and his beautiful Christmas movie that's up on our website.
Yes, the Christmas Miracle.
He said the next time we have him out, he's bringing three cameras.
All right.
Okay.
And a motorcade.
Calm down, Mojo.
So anyway, it's www.dynamikewebsite.com.
Go to the store.
Yes. Buy yourself a souvenir.
A lovely souvi.
Did yourself a snow globe.
What I like to call them, Rob, souvies.
We got snow globes. We got pennants. We got
candy.
Yes, we got circus peanuts.
Don and Mike suckers. Buy a sucker. An all-day sucker.
The Buzz bobblehead. Here is Jerry now as we get set for the big live.
Here we go.
Yeah. The trip to Florida. Hello, Jerry.
Jerry, are you there?
Jerry?
Jerry? I'll be over here if you need me, Jerry.
All right, let me just make sure that that's... Yeah, let's try... Sam.
Sam?
I am, Sam.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Sam.
Hey.
Sam, the big lie, name of, please turn down your radio, Sam.
Okay, it is.
Name of the game is The Big Lie. Who did you lie to? What were the circumstances?
Well, I did say my mom. I have lied to my mom my whole life, but I just realized that she's on a cruise.
Good for
but
you.
But I've also lied to my aunt, my whole mom's side of the family.
About what?
Lied to.
About what?
They don't know that I'm gay and that I'm living with my lover.
Okay.
I mean, it's powerful.
They know that I moved out because I just moved out with a guy, and they haven't met this guy or anything.
It's the lure of South Beach, Don.
Yeah.
It's the lure of South Beach. I mean, you know, a wonderful place for everybody, but a nice little haven for
the gays. A homo haven down there. Tell me, how long has this relationship been going on?
It's been going on 2 years next month.
Wow. Sam, you must have had somebody in the family suspect a little bit, I would think.
Actually, no one has. My parents are divorced, and when I came out to my dad, he said, we're going to have a talk, son. And I was like, okay. And I actually didn't come out to my dad. I came out to other people. And
I find it hard to believe. Unless your parents are deaf, dumb, and blind, yes. I don't think, you know.
We could tell when we answered the phone.
Even on the phone, you sound very gay, Sam.
You sure play a mean pinball, but boy.
I mean, I have not told, and my dad was just like, okay. I don't even think my grandma.
What's the deal with that phone?
It's just a bad phone line, crossover of some kind.
It's a gay phone.
It's a gay phone? I don't think it's thick enough because he's calling his aunt.
Me either.
Yeah. Right. Sorry, Sam.
It's okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Swishy Sam. Rob loves the word swishy when describing gay people.
I didn't mention this because I didn't want to irritate you guys. That guy was from Sacramento.
Ah.
Real name, he was using a code name. That was Grant Napier.
He sounded remarkably young.
Here is Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, hey, this is Jeff.
Yeah, well, I said that.
That's why I said, hi, Jeff. Jeff.
Greg, I got a good story.
I'm sure you do.
I bet it's a story.
And what is that, Jeff?
All right, well, it's a lie to both of my parents, but I think my mother's going to be around, so we'll go to her, and it's more emotional with a mother.
Let's hold on, before we throw around stuff like, let's get to her.
We'll be the judge.
Yeah. You know, you're not a lock to make this game.
Like, you understand that, right?
We already believe that you're going to be lying to us already, just based on your tone.
Then let me start again. Here's my story. It's a lie to my mother.
And just so you know, I'm not the only guy in the room who feels this vibe.
We got all our trap detectors going on.
Mike and Buzz put up their hands before I did, hey, this guy's trouble sign.
All right, well, I'll stand up and let you see what you think.
Okay.
All right, the lie to my mother is, picture I'm a 15-year-old fat kid. And with my friend, and we decide to break into a house and steal whatever we can steal. So it's in South Jersey, the resort town's down there, Seattle City, and it's a house on the beach. So we break in downstairs. He grabbed a purse or something like that, and we're sifting through change, and I decide to go upstairs. He leaves the house because he doesn't want to take a chance. When I'm upstairs, they come home, the people that live in the place. So I do the first...
You're kidding.
No, I swear to God.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm telling you the truth.
Wow.
Right. So I go to the deck.
This is so exciting.
Jump off the deck.
You're not making this up.
Come on, I'm telling you the truth.
I know, that's why I said you're not making this up.
No, not at all. So I jump off of the deck, and there's a sand dune and a first floor deck, and I fall in between the two, snap my arm in half. Right? So I tell my mother, I don't want to tell her I broke into the place, so I said, I fell on the jetty rock, slipped, broke my arm,
right.
And that's how it's broken. She rushes me to the hospital. To this day, she still thinks I'm a good little son, wasn't trying to break and enter, and... That's that story.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you weren't making it up.
No.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, right.
I got medical records.
What?
You got what?
I have medical records to prove.
Okay, pound sand.
Okay, bye-bye.
Oh, you all pound sand.
Yeah.
Oh, you all pound sand.
Yeah, your brain's got the shell on it.
Goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye, friend.
Here is Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hey, Don and Mike. Radio.
Hi. Hey, listen, welcome to the Big Lie. Michael, who did you lie to?
Lie to my mother.
Everybody does. What did you lie to your mom about?
Well, you got your choice of two, but they both involve injuring myself and lying to her about how I did it.
Okay. Right. Okay. That sounds promising.
I like this so far.
Give us the good one.
Well, the first one was I was with my friend Lewis, and we were playing with firecrackers. Mm-hmm. And I thought it would be fun to put this, almost an M80, inside this plastic jug and light it off.
Yes.
Well, the trouble is, unbeknownst to me, this jug had been used to hold bleach. And so when I went and put the match to the firecracker, the leftover bleach fumes spewed flame all over my wrist, giving me severe burns on my wrist and a little bit on my arm.
All right.
All right.
Well, I go home to my mother, and I tell her that since it was near the 4th of July, we had been playing with sparklers, and I don't know what happened. It just went crazy and burned my wrist.
All right. What's the other lie? That one's not very thick.
No.
What's the other one?
Is that the lie you were going to tell us?
The lie, yep, I told her.
And really, it's not even a lie. Is the other one even remotely good?
The other one involves me dumping a motorcycle and telling her that I actually tripped off the sidewalk.
Now,
right, bye-bye.
Yeah, I believe him. He was telling the truth. They just weren't. And technically, the first one was
not
really
a lie.
No. Fireworks?
It's just, from me to you, I know the guy's gone now. They just tell her you're gay. Don and Mike show. Hello. I mean, call your mom on your own. And just tell her that
you're
gay.
Last caller.
Yeah, because I think he was gay.
All of them.
My gaydar was going
off. That's the big lie.
Hello, Chris.
Not mine.
Chris.
Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Sorry.
Here's one.
I'm a little nervous about telling her what I did, so it's got me.
Oh, yeah, a little scared, are you?
Right now.
Yeah.
This is how it starts.
This is how it all starts. This got to be awful, huh, Chris?
Everyone's got to know that the tell for all of us is when someone calls up and says, hey, listen.
I'm a little nervous. This is pretty bad.
I should not be doing this.
Yeah.
But, hey, we're going to get married.
Joe, what? What are you?
I don't know if I want to get into this.
Yeah.
Joe, thanks for the help, Joe. You know, since when did he get the free pass to just walk in?
You got to put the collar on him.
I'm going to put a chain on the door.
You know what you got to do with him? Like that guy in those Bud Light commercials. Where he goes, have you seen what the guy, they've run these for a long time. The guy's got the collar on.
Right.
And
oh, exactly. It's the electric collar, like a dog collar.
That's what we need
Joe
for Joe.
Joe comes into the studio. Electric fence.
We'd only need it for a few weeks. He'd learn his lesson.
Yeah, I doubt it.
All right, Chris, what is the lie that we already don't believe?
Okay, the only reason I'm saying this is because we're getting ready to get married and it would be a great honeymoon. Yeah. I was supposed to be watching her mom's cat. Well, I got lazy and I was supposed to be feeding it. Well, you know, I didn't go over and feed it and it ended up dying.
Yeah.
So I told her it ran away.
None of us saw that coming, incidentally, that the cat would be dead.
How long did the cat go without food?
I know you love cats, Buzz, so I hate saying that.
Well, but go ahead and tell me. I can take it.
She was gone for a week.
Uh-huh.
No food, no water. The toilet lid was closed. I just told her it ran away.
Right. And
here's the deal.
And I mean, that's just what? It. I lied to her, told her mom, you know, sorry, your cat ran away when she got home. But
I believe this guy, but he has no possibility of winning.
How did the cat die? Yeah.
And how did you?
I starved to death and dehydrated.
How did you dispose of the body?
I wrapped it in a plastic bag and buried it.
Okay. Where did you bury it?
It's in my old backyard.
In your old backyard, really? And where is
Could
that?
Could you exhume the cat?
We're in Wichita.
Could you exhume the cat if necessary?
Sure, I could.
Is your name Scott Peterson?
How many?
Possibly.
How many years ago were you responsible for the death of the cat?
It's 3 years ago.
It was 3 years?
What was the cat's name?
What's that?
What was the cat's name?
Sparky. It was a black and white cat. Her mom loved the cat.
Yeah, Sparky.
Now, Buzz, see, I don't know as much about cats as you do. I know Mike doesn't know this. Rob, could a cat, because, I mean, the great thing about a cat is that you can, like, leave the house for two or 3 days, and if you leave enough food and water, you know the cat will be cool.
Right. But he said there was no food or water. I think the cat would find water. I find it hard to believe that in 5 or 7 days a cat would expire.
And I agree
unless it was already in poor health.
I don't think that, you know, it would be one thing to be neglectful, but it'd be another thing to leave all the toilet seats down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I agree with Buzz. I think the cat would find water.
Yeah.
So do you want to change your story?
No, that's the story. I have nothing to change. I mean, it's either.
How did you find the cat?
How did I find the cat? Well, before she came home, you know, I realized, well, you idiot, you ought to go over there and check it out.
I have a serious question because my wife did find our dead cat,
right.
Boo Boo, like 15 years ago. What can describe the condition of the cat when you found it?
Sprawled out on the kitchen floor, just laying there, just stiff as a board.
Scrolled out.
Our cat had that, like, rigor mortis.
Now, did you do this because you were lazy, or did you do this because you just didn't like the cat?
No, I love animals. I was at work, working so much. I told, hey,
Did you just forget?
Yeah, I just forgot as far as it flipped my mind. I just lost
patience with him. Who knows if he was lying or not?
Yeah, you don't know. This is an interesting story, though.
Let's go to Hooter.
I'm
sure we're going to get satisfaction here.
Hooter!
Hi, Hooter.
What's up, fellas?
Hooter, who is it that you lied to, my friend?
My best friend.
Oh.
Good. And it's been irking me for a couple years now. And irking him. He's told the story of this many times, and I've never mentioned that it was my fault that all this happened. All right,
what is it, Hooter?
I like the way this is starting.
What is it, Hooter?
Well, we had a falling out over a woman a couple years back, and he ended up taking my girlfriend, and we didn't talk for a couple years because of it, and I got arrested shortly after, and thinking that I could, you know, get myself out of the trouble a little bit, I copped to the cops that she was a big cokehead, and eventually the house got raided because of it, and...
That ain't good.
Well, we hear it's... I mean, the door was kicked in the whole nine. I mean, and for years now, he's been wondering where the cops ever got the lead for this, and all along...
That's pretty heavy, dude.
I gotta tell you, that is a jerk move, though.
Are you still friends with him?
Actually, we had fallen out for a couple years, but now we're best of friends again,
and do you believe
what we can do about it, though, now.
Do you believe your tip led to the bust?
Well... I believe it was me because he did eventually get his house raided.
Well, hold on.
Eventually.
But was there any stuff in the house, though?
He didn't get busted, did he?
Well, she did. And I actually later on saw her in the Cheektowaga course, the same one that I was in, which was rather humorous to me because
that's
my woman.
Hold on a second. Did they or did they not have DRUGSs in the house?
There was a little bit of coke, but it was nothing crazy, nothing like they anticipated.
Mm.
And I didn't think it was going to be that huge either, but I just wanted to get back at
it.
I hate
trouble.
Her.
I mean, you are like the perfect stupid player for this game. But
when you're dealing with a real arrest...
Yeah, that's where it gets a little hinky for
probably
us.
Probably a hinky deal for us.
I mean, I would even consider letting it slide if... You know, that they didn't have anything in the house and the cops came in.
If they'd
kicked
in and they'd done a raid and there was no arrest made or nothing like that, you know?
But nothing
like that.
You're just a fink, though. You're just a rat.
That's a horrible thing to do.
I'm just a spiteful person, and I was mad because you started banging my woman, you know?
Right, well, the game is not a honk for spite. The game is the big lie.
Is everybody out of jail now and all cleaned up?
Well, the big lie is that it's been 3 years, and he still doesn't know who it was.
Hooter.
Yo.
Is everybody out of jail and all cleaned up now?
We don't know whatever happened to her.
Well, then.
And I are still friends.
Really? I'm working out with him on your own.
Wow. Love the story, though.
It's
certainly interesting.
Here is Mike. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you?
Hi there.
Sorry.
You know we're waiting to die.
Who
did you lie to?
This is it's about my brother. My brother, I lied to him and all his friends, actually.
Okay. Are you gay?
Totally uncool. Actually, no, I'm not.
Okay.
You sound it. You're welcome.
gay isn't happy yet.
Very good.
I meant gay as in homo.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Was a compliment, though, sir.
Sure, there's not another lie you want to... No, go ahead, Mike.
Let's see,
when did you start kissing your brother? At what age did you start making out with him?
Well, you know, we had a bunk bed, and it was cold that night.
Oh, okay, all right, thank you.
Anyway, let's see. My brother and his friends were filmmakers in their own minds, and they made this film about a killer egg salad sandwich. It was called Psycho Sandwich, and they had this big yellow plastic bag, and it was holes. They filmed it at my high school.
So you were kids. It was like a school project.
This is your brother we're talking about here?
Yes, this is my brother and his friend.
Brother and his friend are filmmakers. All right, come on, move it along. Right. Let's go.
And basically, they finished the film. I was in it, and the finished product was in my brother's room, and I erased part of his film, the middle of the film.
How have you lived with the shame?
Well,
get off the telephone, you loser. God. I mean, we had a guy who really is a homo who wanted to tell his parents he was a homo, although we didn't know.
Let's not forget Hooter.
Could have forgot, yes. And
Hooter had to kick the door down at his friend's house.
and take away this woman.
And don't forget about the narc guy.
Yeah.
Hello.
That's Hooter.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Who was the other dumb one?
The cat? The cat guy, Chris and the
that's
cat.
That's what I was thinking,
Chris
right
and
there.
The dead cat.
The dead cat guy.
All the toilet seats was down.
Tim, Don and Mike show. Hi, Tim.
What's going on, Jesus and Pals?
Hello, and it's time for the big lie. Lay it on us.
Okay, basically, I smashed my car, and I told my mom that I blacked out behind the wheel, and I was pissy drunk. And I knocked out half the power to the university where I went to.
You know, we're ready to put him on, and he throws a tiny little detail.
You know,
you knocked out half the power to the university you were attending?
Yeah.
Wait, what school was that?
University of Maryland, Eastern Shore.
Yeah.
Oh, 13th grade.
And you told your mom that you had blacked out?
Yeah.
When you were really drunk?
Drunk. And out of my mind.
And you were charged, obviously?
No. I knew the officer that pulled up.
Okay, that's another one we're going to let go.
Yeah, sadly. Yeah. I knew the officer.
You know, although the name of this, it might as well be Unsolved Mysteries. Like, everybody's involved with the cops in these laws.
Oh, my God. You know, it was kind of your average. I was drunk, and I said I'd like that until he knocked out half the power to the university.
Know. But then you have to have, you know, because I know where you're going.
Sure.
Where you're going is, so did you, you know, did you get popped? Did
No.
No,
I knew the cop.
Yeah. Cop. Okay. Excellent. See you later.
Sure. Car was still drivable.
Okay, everybody. We're not done with this yet.
Good.
This is part of the magic of the big lie.
Oh, yes, indeed.
That now across Walmarts and Targets throughout America,
plans are being hatched.
The big speakers are going off, and everybody's getting together in their parking lots.
Absolutely.
Call us. We got one more segment of this. We still have not found the definitive big lie.
Plots being discussed in cars with NASCAR numbers on them.
And I hope they're threes with the little angel's wings on them.
You know they are.
Yeah.
We'll get them now, won't we?
Dale Sr. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
As good as any of these people here. Why did I make it? Now I gotta call my mom and I gotta tell her this.
My girl.
Oh, come on, Faith.
Come on, man. Give me a break. You know how hard I tried to get here?
Hey.
You telling me to come on? You know how many doors are closed in my face?
Baby.
All I'm doing is just trying for people to like me and be accepted. I've been nothing but nice to all of y'all, and I don't understand why I didn't make it. I don't even have a life to go back. I have nothing to go back. This is my dream. Somebody just all I ever get, just always in life, boys, money, jobs, everything. Oh, oh my God.
Crazy. Many fancy them as eccentric. Don and Mike.
Now, Badfinger. No matter what you are. That was Faith Gatewood.
Yeah, she was on the show earlier.
On American Idol last night. Great. Fantastic. Losing, getting mad. Her life is not over.
No, but I'm sure she, you know, she was just saying what they all feel, all the ones that got rejected. Some of them handle it well, some of them don't. I thought
great.
It was refreshing to see that.
Now, Mike, before we get back to the big lie,
right?
Sam, the gay guy, is calling back.
Okay.
Hello. Sam, hi, Sam.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes. How are you guys?
Sam, you were the one that was going to tell your aunt or aunt that you were coming out?
Correct, my aunt.
Mm-hmm. And why did you call back?
Because I figured you guys aren't getting any good stories, and my lie is the best.
Listen, well, you're wrong.
Sorry.
Bye!
So sorry about that.
Bye!
We'll find somebody better.
We needed, like, your mom or something like
that. Yeah, we can get somebody better.
Sure, of course.
All right, Sam, put me through. I notice they're not getting any good calls.
I'll call my aunt again.
Sam, I'll tell you something. The calls we've gotten have been fantastic, just none that we want to follow up on.
They've been highly entertaining.
Great hearing these people.
Some have had legal complications.
Hello, Billy. Billy?
Hey, guys.
Hi, Billy. Billy, what's your lie?
Probably about... I was probably about 18 or 19. My little brother was about 15 or 16.
Yes.
He was having a party.
Yes.
And he had a lot of his age friends over.
Yes.
Some other guys showed up, bigger. They were black guys. I'm not racist, but they were a bunch of black guys. He was kind of friends with them. Anyway, a fight broke out.
Yeah.
About five or six black guys jumped him and his friend. And, Don, this kind of relates to your bully story earlier.
Oh,
I froze, and he got beat up. I ran to the back bedroom to call the police.
What's the lie, sir?
The lie is that I told him afterwards I was outside involved in another fight, and that's why I didn't.
Winner! The lie is that he's not a racist.
That's the big lie. Here is Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hey, hi guys.
Hi, thank you for not saying how you doing.
Yeah.
Alex, what's your big lie?
Well, when I was 15, 14 years old, I was into video games, and I kept stealing money from my mom and the Boy Scout money, because I was in the Boy Scouts, too.
Yeah.
My dad was a troop leader.
Yeah, yeah.
And my mom used to collect the $2 bills and dollar coins, and I kept stealing them. And to this day, she didn't know where they went. And
you stole your Boy Scout money?
The S word?
No, he said shoot.
Oh, shoot.
He said shoot. Right.
Couple of weeks?
Yep.
How much over 3 weeks? How much?
2-3 weeks over the time, yeah, because I was playing video games.
How much? What is the total amount of money that you stole?
$400, Don.
$400.
That's a lot of petty theft.
How many kids?
Grand license.
How many kids are in this Cub Scout or Weeblos troop that you would have to, that your mom would have $400?
No, it was between her collecting of coins and the due money.
What do you mean, do money?
The dues.
Dues
money?
D-U-E-S.
How about the do money? Where the do money at?
D-O-O.
Do money!
D-O-O. D-O-O.
Do money.
Do-do.
God, Loretta Lynn calling.
Hello, Ryan.
How's it going?
Okay, Ryan, what's your big lie, Ryan?
I had this very intense, flirtatious relationship with a coworker, but it never really went anywhere because I was involved right after she...
With what, your right hand? I mean, I'm listening to the heavy breathing.
My secret voice.
Burning this. Oh, it's your secret voice?
Yes.
That's funny.
Okay.
So you had you were involved?
We were involved. Extremely flirtatious. A lot of stuff that would lead up to things.
Yeah.
Anyways, right after she left, we hired this horrible fat girl that worked here for a little bit, and I slept with her right away.
Do you work at WJFK?
What is the lie?
Well,
what'd you say, it's Jonathan?
The hot girl is still my friend, and I told her about the fat girl coming on to me, but
hold on.
I denied her.
None of us are even listening
to you right now.
We're having our own show right now. What was this about?
I denied the hot girl and slept with the fat girl, and I lied to the hot girl that I didn't.
All right, so you slept with the fat chick, and yes.
But wait a minute, you never had a relationship with the hot girl.
At the time, I was living with someone, so the hot girl that I worked with never really went anywhere, even though
who are you lying to?
All of us.
Moron. Yeah.
Hello, Jerry, Don and Mike Show. Jerry.
Jerry. Yeah, this is Jerry from Bristol, Virginia.
Thank you, Jerry, for the bio. Jerry, who did you lie to? What are the circumstances?
My wife, Selena.
And what did you lie to your wife, Selena Dion,
about? 5 years ago, they came to me right
away. Well, when we first bought our house, we made some good money on the house, so I wanted to buy...
Hold on. Yeah. Jerry, you just said when we first bought our house, we made some good money on the house. What house are you talking about? Did you sell one to buy another one?
No. The equity in the house in Bristol, we made a lot of money on it.
When you first bought it, how do you make money on a house when you first buy it?
Like, well, before we began, the money had a lot of equity because we bought it brand new.
Before we began, the money had a lot of equity.
What money
are you talking about?
Okay, the house, it took 8 months to build, and by the time we moved in, the house had already gone up.
The house had appreciated in value.
Okay, and what is the lie?
I wanted to do the same thing with the house in Culpeper, so my wife was really against it, but... I convinced her, so we bought a brand new house in Culpeper. We took out $50,000 equity loan out of the house in Bristol.
Okay. Okay, now we follow this. What's the lie?
The house in Culpeper will be built in about 6 months. My father coincidentally bought a property in Stafford, and he needed to borrow $40,000.
What's the lie?
The lie is I gave the money to my father, and now he can't pay it back.
So you're out $50,000.
You took out a home equity loan? Is that what you did?
Yes.
Who's that?
On my current
fat
house.
Guy on Westwood One.
Who's Tom Likas?
No. Who's the fat guy that does it? Bruce Smith? Is that the guy's name? Not Bruce Smith. Bruce Allen, the guy that's like the ombudsman that helps people.
Bruce Allen.
Yeah.
It might be Bruce Allen. Anyway, that's what this sounds like. It's all the people that call him with their financial issues. That's what this sounds like.
Oh, I know who you mean. I don't. But yeah, I know who you mean.
It's a guy,
Yeah, right.
We saw him at like a convention.
I know who you mean.
And he's a big, you know, floppy, droopy guy.
But what's the lie here that you?
The lie is that he contracted with his father. How did your father lose the money?
Well, he hasn't lost the money. He put it towards the property, but he can't come up with the money by the time I got to go to settlement. So I don't have the money to put down on the house.
Who is the lie then? The lie is being directed at your wife.
Yes, the lie is she thinks the $50,000 is a put down towards the house in Culpeper.
But
I don't have it.
Disqualified due to inability. Unability. He's making it's contagious, is what it is.
He doesn't have a put down money.
For the put down money.
Put down money.
Where's my put down money?
Finance.
Hello, Derek. Don and Mike Show. Derek.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's your big lie, Derek?
About 6 months ago, my wife and I got married, and one of the things we had to do was take pre-screening for any kind of venereal diseases, and I told her that I didn't have any, but I actually was diagnosed like 2 years ago with herpes, and I think I might be having an outbreak, and I need to tell her, but...
See, here's the thing. This is too good. I think this guy's lying.
I do, too.
I think you're lying.
Good job. And also, wasn't he calling from Virginia? There's no screening in Virginia.
Yeah.
As I know well, that's how I was able.
Don and Mike
show.
You slipped by.
Hello. Right through the cracks.
Mark, hello, so to speak. Through the cracks. Hello, Mark.
Hey, guys.
That's how you get the bad stuff. I keep telling you that. Tried to tell you that the other day. We were watching that movie.
Got to stay away from that.
That's right. Mark, what's your big lie?
I'd like to come clean with my brother.
About what?
New Year's Eve. I went up to Reno. Celebrate New Year.
This most recent New Year, just 2 months ago.
Most recent New Year.
Okay. All right.
And my brother, as we often do when, you know, one of them be going up to the casino, we'll give him 10 or 20 bucks to play. He gave me $20.
Hey, wow, what a big shot.
I know, just for fun. But he played two plays on the number 21, which is his favorite number.
On a roulette table, okay.
Okay, the first time, no, it didn't come up. The second time it hit, and so that was $350. And I ran that up to $900, and then back down to $700, and I quit at $700 ahead, and I told him that neither one of them hit.
So you know, won money.
That's a simple lie, but that's a dastardly lie. You know, because did he give you the money to like bet for him?
Yes, right. Two bets.
Sorry, Mike. I know you like it, but...
It's a gambling story. No, I agree. Yeah, I agree. It's just not thick enough. Right.
Maybe Sam will call back.
Hello. Steve?
Yeah. Good afternoon.
It's Sam. I'm back. You need me?
My aunt's waiting.
The thing that's a shame is that $700 would make great put-down money.
Hello, Steve. Steve, what's your big lie?
Plain and simple. Cut straight to the chase. My father thinks I graduated from college. I never did.
Wow. Now, these are good. How did you manage that?
I went to school for 5 years. First off, there when I should have been graduating, I was about 15 credits short. I walked. It was a big university. And one of those things, you take your little card up, you have your name written on it, they read it on the announcement. I was walking with, like, the rest of my fraternity. They read it, and it's supposed to get mailed 6 weeks later. I came, turned around, and moved to Baltimore like 6 days after.
Hold on. Now I didn't go to college, so I don't follow this. How do you get your name? How do you get your name read if you're not graduating?
Well, there's like 1,000 people in the auditorium.
No way.
Hand them a card.
Hello, Mark. Yeah, hand them a card. Show.
Here you go, Dean.
Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Mark, what's your big lie?
Good day to you, sir.
What is your big lie, Mark?
I really enjoy being at the end of the inbred parade. Thank you.
Okay. Time you like your time on the show.
Yep.
Here's Wes. Hi, Wes.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, Wes. What's your big lie?
I'm with my mom. When I was like 8 or 9, I was learning, I guess I learned like the middle finger. I was waiting in the car while my mom was picking up our sandwiches in the deli to bring home for dinner, and this woman went walking by, and I gave her the finger. She was upset. She dragged me out of my car.
The stranger dragged you out of the car?
Well, she didn't drag me. She was yelling at me from outside the car.
The lady responded.
Get out. And then was going to wait at the car till my mother came out from the store and tell my mom what I did.
Yeah.
So I went into the deli, grabbed my mom, came out. I denied it till I just denied that I had done it. My mom got all upset, got in an argument with this woman. Uh-huh. And basically, I actually did it.
This is an honest young man.
Yeah.
It's still ripping him apart that he told you. That's an honest guy right there.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, I'm back.
The gay guy's back.
You guys haven't found anybody, mine.
No, we haven't.
I know.
Are we going to let Sam call his aunt and tell her?
I believe so.
Why not?
Yeah.
I believe
so. Gotta have somebody.
It's South Beach.
Joe, the guy's only called 1,000 times. You have the phone number? Although I find this hard to believe.
Right.
It's like the birdcage.
Is it Karen?
No, that's my mom. Remember, I did my aunt because my mom is in a cruise.
She's on a gay cruise.
I forgot.
I don't have another number, though.
Did you give the number to Joe?
I can give it to her right now.
All right, hold on a second. You know, we'll start the buzz show here. We'll get this part going while we get the phone number from Sam, the gay guy.
Sure. What's that?
I hope the aunt's not home.
Yeah, it does feel like we're copping out.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Boy, will she be surprised if she is.
Well, that would,
How can she be surprised?
Exactly.
Hi. I just wanted to say I'm coming out.
And she'll go, yes. And we didn't know this.
What's her name?
We asked him your name.
Oh, I thought he was
Antsy. What are you doing? Icy. You want me to put him back on your screen? Sam?
Yes.
What's her name?
Just first name.
Her name is Teresa.
Teresa, okay.
Teresa.
We're going to call Auntie Teresa.
She's not your mother, right?
No, she's not.
She'd be Mom's Teresa.
Mom's sister?
Mom's sister.
Uh-huh. Wash my feet. Wash my feet.
Sister Teresa.
Mother Teresa.
All right, hold on a second. Sam, now really, you sound as gay as a $3 bill. I swear to God, like you're on Queer as Folk right now as we speak. How can your aunt not know you're gay?
I don't see her very often, so, I mean, and I see her during the holidays and that stuff, so maybe that's
out. Do you think she thinks you're straight?
No.
Oh, so you think she knows?
I think she does think that I'm straight. I don't think she has an idea that I'm gay.
How could she? I've listened to you speak. Right. How could she not know?
I don't know. Nobody that I talked to knew that I was gay.
Maybe you don't know that they know.
And maybe that's it.
Well, let's see if we can find
maybe
out.
Maybe they knew before
maybe
you did.
Maybe she's playing the big lie on me.
Hold on, fam. Robbie, who you got?
We're going to put you on the air with Don and Mike and your nephew, Sam.
Here we go.
Very good.
All right.
Closure.
All right. Hey, we got Auntie Teresa there?
Yep. I don't think Sam likes closure. Sam likes open.
Sure. All right.
Here is Teresa.
Teresa?
Teresa?
Yes.
Hi, this is Don and Mike. We're doing a national radio show right now. How are you, ma'am?
Pretty good. How are you?
We're fine. We've got your nephew, Sam. Sam's on the line with us right now.
Hi, Auntie T.
And we're playing...
Hey, Sammy.
Hold on. What did you just call her?
Auntie T.
And she doesn't know?
She doesn't know.
Well, we're going to find out if she knew
let's
or...
Let's tell her.
We're playing a game.
What kind of game is this?
It's called the big lie.
The big lie?
Sam has something he's lied to you about, and he would like to come clean with you now.
He wanted to tell his mom. But is she on a cruise right now?
Yeah, Karen's out on a cruise.
Right, see, that's credible. Okay.
All right.
Well, Sam, it's all up to you.
Go ahead, Sam.
Is she on a cruise right now?
Yeah, Karen's out on a cruise.
Right, see, that's credible. Okay.
All right.
Well, Sam, it's all up to you.
Go ahead, Sam.
Hi, MPP.
What's going on?
Nothing much. I just wanted to thank you for all the stuff and the help that you've done for me for my new apartment.
Get to the point, Sam.
Okay. The point is that I'm living with my lover of 2 years.
Sam?
Sam?
Yes.
Come on, go all the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. And it's a guy, as you know, and I'm gay. And we've been together.
Whoa. Now, say it again.
I'm living with my lover, you know, Chris. He is my gay partner. We've been together for 2 years. I'm gay.
You know, I wish I'd bet money on it. I knew
yes.
it.
Yes. I knew they knew. And Sam, that makes it credible.
Yep. Honestly.
So, Teresa, you had a hunch, right?
Well, yes and no, because
yes and yes.
You just expect something.
Listen,
or
Teresa.
You see somebody with a girl for a while.
Teresa, we've had him on the phone for 10 minutes. We knew after 10 seconds he was gay.
We weren't thinking. We weren't thinking that Sam's lie was thick enough because he seemed so obviously gay that we didn't think. Well, but you know, who knows?
No, but Sam, does your mom know?
No, Mom doesn't know. Grandma doesn't know. And please don't tell
them. Don't tell Grandma.
Hold on a second, Teresa. How can they not know? Listen to him. How can they not know he's gay?
Actually, you know, I suspect because I haven't seen no girls.
Right.
And, you know, no, Karen, I don't think Karen suspects it at all. I mean,
exactly.
I've got people working under me that are obviously that way, and that ain't
Sam's
Sammy.
Got people working under him.
Now, hold on a second. Now, Sam, now what's the game plan now? I mean, obviously, you know, technically, Donnie, he's won, right?
Yeah.
But are you going to, Sam, now that you've told your honor, are you gonna basically come out and tell the whole family?
No, honestly, I'm not, because I didn't even come out to my own dad.
Sam,
and my dad,
you've been on a national radio show.
You got to tell your mom.
Sam, you don't want me to say nothing.
No, Teresa, you have to, tell.
No, don't tell.
Sam and Teresa will have to work that out on their own.
Sam,
sorry, Auntie.
Hold on. No, Sam, you were originally going to tell your mom.
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to tell my mom, and I will tell her, but I didn't want
to. Oh, you are going to tell her.
Did you try to tell his dad already?
No, I didn't tell my dad. My little brother told my dad. It's a whole different story. I told my best friend, and I told my best friend.
Listen to this. I was talking to Shirley Temple on the telephone.
I believe
your dad knows?
Yeah.
What was that, Teresa?
Sam, your dad knows?
Yeah, my dad knows. My dad knows, but not my mom's, not your side.
Well, Sam, do you feel better now that you've told Auntie Teresa, Auntie T?
Yeah, I actually do, because I've always figured, I mean, because my Auntie T's single, and she's always been single, and I've always figured...
Oh, let's not drag her into this.
Now, let's not drag her into this.
Now,
all right,
Auntie
Sam.
T.
You should take her to South Beach.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me tell you here, Sam,
Yes. Congratulations,
you won airfare for two on Delta to Miami, Florida. No, more specifically, South Beach.
South Beach. You ever been to South Beach?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he did.
And Auntie T.
No, you did.
He's going to be riding with him.
Uh-huh. Auntie T, I guess we're going to have a, you have to come into my lifestyle. We're going to go to...
Hey, listen, Auntie T, how could you not know this guy is gay? Yeah.
She knew. She sensed it.
With you just need to come have a drink with him, you'll see.
All right.
You look at him, and he's a handsome young man.
Now, thank you, Auntie T.
Teresa, is it
possible? He's not real feminine.
Is it possible, Teresa, that you knew Sam was gay before Sam knew it?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No offense, Sam, but it doesn't run in my gene pool.
Oh.
That's good. That's good. Now, listen, Sam,
When
you go down to South Beach, your Delta vacation plan includes the Avis rental car for 3 days and nights, hotel accommodations at the South Beach Marriott. That's a beautiful resort. South Beach Marriott keeps you close to what you want to see and where you want to be seen. The entire package comes to you courtesy of DeltaVacations.com. Think Delta Vacations for all your travel needs.
Thanks.
Awesome.
And, you know, Sam, I think you told the right relative, though. I mean, Auntie T seems pretty cool.
Yeah, that's why I love Auntie T.
Enjoy, and thank you to Delta and Marriott, and also gave us rent a car.
They're loving that.
All right, Sam, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and Teresa, thank you for being on the show.
Well, thank you very much.
Bye, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there we go. You know what? The one thing that we look for is credibility, and I think it had credibility.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd like to reveal right now, I'm fat, but please don't tell anyone in my family.
All right, Sam.
Thanks again, you guys.
There you go. Still here, still gay.
Yeah, and tell your mom, Sam. You owe that to your mom. Don't make Auntie T carry that
like
around.
She don't know.
I don't think I will. And I think
like your mom doesn't know you've been wearing her underwear since you were 12. God.
Sam, you'll have to call us back.
Okay.
Let us know how it goes.
Thank you. Hold on, Sam.
Forbidden.
Vote for both of you.
Found a way to bring good news to his people.
There he is, me.
He made it up.
How are you, Buzz?
I'm
how
well.
Are you anyway?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
That was a good spirited, the big lie.
Sure was. Wouldn't it be funny, though, you know, if you see a picture of Sam and he was, in fact, kind of a masculine looking guy?
No,
you know?
I don't think so. I don't
you
think
picture
so.
What I'm picturing, right?
Yeah, right. Like wearing the Dutch boy uniform. His nickname, probably in the family, was something like $3. Bill. Oh, there's Sam. Oh, no, we call him $3 Bill. Kind of queer. Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Well, having conquered radio, the Bush administration goes after the porn.
Ah. Oh, now.
Yes, dear.
Now, that's not good.
Hello, man.
That ain't good.
Stay tuned for news and comments. Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Walker. Mike, that was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Oh. They wrote a book.
We did.
Don and Mike.
I think it is Walker's time for Buzz's News Now. Buzz tonight brought to us by Smoke Break.
This is good. Smoke.
Smokers. Break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break. Revolutionary tablets for smokers. Get it now at fine retailers. There's Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
It's Baba O'Reilly. All you kids, stop calling and requesting Teenage Wasteland.
Yeah.
Not the title. And you other kids, stop calling and requesting the CSI music.
Yeah.
And also, he wrote a book.
Thank you.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. With terrorists around the world and in our very midst, the nation's new top lawyer has a top priority.
What is it?
The dirty movies. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez has made his very first decision in his new job to revive the government's case against a porn company, a case that's already been thrown out of court by a judge. The company is a man and wife in Northridge, California, running Extreme Associates. Bob Zaccari says he and Janet are not surprised they're being indicted again on the same charge. Quoting Bob, they touted my case for a year and a half about this being an important step in stamping out the adult product as we know it.
What's the guy's name again?
The new Attorney General, Alberto Gonzalez.
And here's a very special message about pornography.
Transmitiendo desde la ciudad capital de América. Es tu nueva radio. 99.1 FM.
Bueno, consider yourself warned. And the video guy will get no argument from the new attorney general. Quoting Gonzalez, the department remains strongly committed to the investigation and prosecution of adult obscenity cases.
Sí.
And transmitiendo desde la ciudad capital de América.
That's where the fight for decency leaks through your radio and into your bedroom.
All or nothing.
That's them.
The witch hunt continues, in case you've forgotten or in case you think we've forgotten. Yesterday, the House in Washington voted to raise fines to up to $500,000 per utterance. The fine had been 30...
Utterance of what? Of anything
of,
bad?
Like a bad word. If you say it once, it's $500,000. You say it twice, it's $1,000,000. Three times, your license gets yanked. And now, individual performers can be fined as radio stations. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, Mike.
Thank you,
Buzz. The new law allows for the fining of individuals, which has made some recording artists nervous about the music they make.
Mm-hmm. And all I know is that Imus, that old fossil, got away with the F-bomb again.
I can't believe that.
Well, he's Imus. Remember the last time we were talking about that?
I know, and that's why we're just moving on.
Yeah. Okay.
We're just moving on.
That's funny.
Moving out.
From our surprise, this didn't happen before
moving
now.
To the east side.
One of America's top adult movie makers is opening a nightclub on the Strip in Las Vegas. The club will be located inside the Venetian Hotel and Casino. The company opening the club is Vivid Entertainment.
Mike's eyes just got his biggest sauce.
Tears of joy.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yes, Mike and some of the Vivid stars will be making appearances at the club.
That's the place I go.
But they'll have to keep their clothes on because the club's not licensed as a sexually oriented adult business. That means nudity and, according to the law, fornication.
Right. No sex in the Venetian. That's right.
The law says no nudity and no fornication without a license.
Right.
You know, it really seriously says that is where I stay when I go out there. Uh-huh. It does not fit the image that they have out there. I mean, they're all about, like, you know, Venice, Italy, with paintings and all this stuff like that. You know, and they got the gondola ride.
I know, I remember.
What is the deal? I mean, it seems totally... But, you know, the one thing about all those casinos, they hide these places in certain other areas of the hotel where it is separate, like you might have to go up to another floor or something like that.
Not at Mandalay Bay.
No.
You go through the main door at Mandalay Bay. Sex.
Yeah.
In your room, on demand,
absolutely.
Sex.
Ask about the top blind eye to the nudity.
The Phoenician.
I think Sam's a Phoenician. The guy that played our game.
Oh, absolutely.
With Auntie T.
Sure.
I'm a Phoenician.
Yeah.
Hello.
Oh, by the way, the U.S. also has its very first national intelligence director today.
I think he goes to that other hotel.
What's that one?
The Fellagio.
But if you go to the Phoenician, you should see how they make the boats go.
The U.S. has its first national intelligence director. He's former ambassador to Iraq, John Negroponte. After he's confirmed by the Senate, he'll oversee the work of 15 intelligence agencies, including the CIA. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says Negroponte has an absolutely perfect relationship with military leaders,
something you would have to have to have been ambassador to Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
The president, by the way, is now giving Syria the same warnings he's been giving Iran.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Iran and Syria formed an official public alliance over the one thing they have in common, economic sanctions by the United States. Today, Mr. Bush warned Syria to stop supporting terrorism and said, like Iran, Syria, is out of step with the rest of the Middle East.
That's next on the list. That's Syria.
Mark
your maps. Going to get them now. How about Iran or Syria? I'm going to throw a dart and see which one we're going to get.
President of the world. Meanwhile, you know, America has got crap like buses outlining for us every day.
Right.
Where is this guy going to focus on the U.S. of A?
Not when I got enemies. Cowboy Bush!
If you're a guy who spent any money on pills to make yourself bigger, you may be getting your money back.
Okay, listen. Yeah, that's right. Both Mike and I put our hands up in the air.
Well,
guilty as charged.
Everybody in the room, really.
Pills, and devices.
And you can thank three other guys. You can thank three other guys for having the courage to come forward about the fact that the pills simply don't work.
The Wizinator?
Now,
I didn't think they did.
The Wizinator.
New Jersey, you're not alone, Mike. A New Jersey man has become the third to file a lawsuit against the makers of Enzyte and Vigorex.
Well, get me in on that one.
Although, it's a class action suit, so everybody who made a purchase could benefit from this.
Don, you are on the air,
sir. That's why I'm telling you.
George Michael.
Although the ingredients are mostly harmless, they're mostly not helpful in making you more of a man than you already are.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
According to one lawyer, males, for whatever reason, may be susceptible because of what they feel they lack. The problem is the makers are claiming a 95% success rate, and now more men are coming forward to say it's all just false advertising.
All right, welcome back, everybody, and again, happy Thanksgiving from all of us here at the NFL today. Now, the IBM Power Poll, this picked by my guys here at Craig, Randy, Jerry, Eric, Mann, Bob, Bettina, our radio buddies, Don and Mike, everybody in on this one.
Yeah, Jimmy Nance.
Thank you.
And a man in Georgia has been found not guilty of rape after convincing the court that he's impotent and not that well-equipped to have committed the crime. Roy Brown's lawyer says Roy has been impotent for 5 years and, quote, he'd been taking a number of prescriptions and he was extremely small, end quote. The jury found Roy to be a more credible witness than all the prosecution's witnesses put together. Roy said he and the woman had been intimate for 2 years with no actual sex. Plus, she waited 8 days before reporting the attack Roy says he's not physically capable of. Quoting the DA, this was a hard case.
Oh. Oh.
Do you think that man would go out with that guy, though?
Yeah, probably.
Because there would be no actual...
No premarital.
But what about the petting? What did she say about that? It was...
To a point.
It was okay to a point.
Petting is okay to a point.
To a point.
To a point.
Oh, and by the way, prosecutors in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania today have investigated the allegations against Bill Cosby. Today, the prosecutors announced there is not enough evidence to go forward with the case. Bill Cosby cleared once again.
Told ya.
All right.
Told ya.
Raggeds and some rolls.
Told ya.
Reason
I've always been behind Bill Cosby.
And Boise is not only...
Conscience of America, that's what he is. Bill Cosby.
That's right.
Grope him and dope him.
Parent power.
Dope him and grope him.
Boise is not only a password on Desperate Housewives, it's a town in Idaho.
You see, I'm kidding. I said Bill Cosby was guilty. 8,000 women are coming up to say, oh, yeah, right. I remember.
In the town of Boise, Idaho, it is illegal for strip clubs to offer total nudity. But one club owner believes he's found a way around this. The law makes an exception for artistic displays.
You know what we should do with all the strippers?
What, Bill?
Drug them and hug them.
So now, every Monday and Tuesday night at Erotic City in Boise, Idaho, it's art night. Art night every Monday and Tuesday. Customers are encouraged to make sketches of the models as they perform their nude routine.
I drew your picture.
It's a stick figure. Hope you like it.
Boise police say they have received
a special kind of ink.
Boise's
kind of invisible ink.
Boy, hold it under a black light and you can see.
Yeah.
Boise police say they've received no complaints and they have not cited the club for any reason. I mean, even cops love art.
I like art.
I thought Erotic City was Waldorf, Maryland.
Yeah, baby.
And the Show Me State has been named the most sexually adventurous state in the Union. I'll have details on that and the other states when we come back.
Wow. Show me.
Really?
Yeah. Is that Missouri?
Shocking, isn't it?
Missouri?
I'll show you.
They have sex in Missouri?
Yeah.
To a point.
To a point.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
not California. Missouri ranked number one in a five-year study from the hinky-sounding New Sex Institute of Beverly Hills. The company basically just counted the orders it got from each state for a new techniques video.
Yeah.
Missouri bought the most. California was second. Texas came in third. New York was fourth. Utah was fifth. Michigan, Illinois, Massachusetts, and Pennsylvania round out the top ten.
The intruder.
Keep your eye on Pennsylvania. They're moving up.
Uh-huh.
The fact that this is a totally unconfirmed report from a foreign news agency should not get in the way of the story's entertainment value.
All right.
That said, a dozen American nuns have reportedly been suspended from their convent after slipping away without explanation and spending 2 weeks at a singles resort called Club 1830.
Hello, sister.
The 12 nuns reportedly drank a lot.
Sister.
Between them, bedded a total of 43 different men during those 2 weeks.
I could bang you more than one time, but that would make it a habit.
You love the nun joke.
On their return to an unhappy mother superior,
none finer, Mike.
All 12 of the women confessed their sins and explained they did it so they'd know what it's like to experience sin.
Baby.
See, unconfirmed and yet entertaining.
Very highly entertaining.
Let me see if I can guess where you've hid the rosary. Baby.
We'll have none of that.
And by the way,
climb every mountain.
Ford every stream.
The woman who sold...
To a point.
The woman who sold advertising space.
That's Sister Beth Ann McBride. To a point.
The woman who sold advertising space on her exposed pregnant belly.
The lady we had on the show?
I believe so. Now right? Being sued. Was that Elisa Harp of Roswell, Georgia?
That's her.
Roswell, Georgia. She put the space up for a bid on eBay, and the bid went to Golden Palace Casino.
Right.
Right. But sunpoker.com says it was the highest bidder, not Golden Palace. So it's suing that mother for something.
Oh, my God.
eBay's rules do, in fact, say once bidding ends, the product must go to the highest bidder and that the auction is a binding contract.
You mother. You mother.
The woman says she has the right to decide who gets the goods no matter what she's selling.
Ass mother.
eBay has no comment.
Wow.
As opposed to Rob.
In sports, two all-white organizations, NASCAR and the neo-Nazis, may meet up during the upcoming race at Daytona. A group called the National Alliance says it will be at the 500 to promote white supremacy and to recruit speedway goers over the weekend.
Oh, I'm sure the NASCAR people love that.
The group says it chose the 500 so it could explain its beliefs to, quote, like-minded people. The FBI will be there along with local police and the State Highway Patrol.
Hey, listen, before you go in that race, can I have a moment of your time?
Say, I notice you're a fan of Dale Jarrett. Did you know that Dale Jarrett belongs to an exclusive organization of NASCAR fans? Step right this way.
I give you a free toy car.
And the reality show boxer who committed suicide before that show even aired lost the competition. But his trainer says that's not why contender contestant Najai Turpin took his life.
Yeah.
He was depressed about not seeing his son, who's now with his ex-girlfriend. And finally, crooks are stupid.
Now, did you make this up?
No, it's true.
Okay.
Crooks are still stupid. Crooks are so stupid they're even dumb enough to break into jail. Dateline, Alabama, of course.
Of course.
40-year-old Jimmy Tolliver crawled under the fence at the Bullock County Jail to borrow $5 from his friend on the inside, he says.
How about you, Jimmy? Wasn't bad.
Police say they found Jimmy hiding behind an air conditioner with a bag of marijuana inside one of the ventilation ducts. Police say they believe Jimmy was actually taking something into the jail. Jimmy was sentenced for his crime to the same jail he'd broken into,
what happened?
Since he knows how to get under the fence, the judge suspended his jail sentence with the instruction, stay away from the jail. Okay, so maybe Jimmy's not so stupid after all.
Buzz.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show. Thank you.
That's it, we gotta go. Thank you, Buzz. And we'll be back tomorrow with a new episode. Please stay tuned for Ron and Fez. And, of course, the new sensation, Giant Brian.
Hello.
Half of the new producer show with Beth Ann McBride, Saturday nights at 11 o'clock. The producer, right. We got to go. Ron and Fez are next on WJFK. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
Let's see you in Chrome.
Did you say I'll see you in Chrome?
Yeah. Chrome,
Well, when in Chrome,
that's
do
right.
As the Cromans.
I love you, Michael.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying,
Be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.